Alfie, did you get us an allergist?
I've narrowed it down to two or so. I'm still waiting to hear back from the doctors in charge.
Are these specialists? Well, I guess an allergist is a specialist.
Yeah.
Are these good ones?
As far as I can tell, one of them is the one that Dr. Toledo recommended to us. I'm waiting to hear back from her, and another one is, I guess, a group of them based out of Plano.
We definitely need a team.
Yeah. Were they open to maybe becoming the RMS allergist?
One of them definitely was. I talked to their marketing director, the team.
That's a good sign.
Mm-hmm. And they said that they'd run it by the, I guess, doctors in charge, whatever board is involved, and they'd get back to us. Just waiting here.
Okay. That's encouraging.
Yes, very much. And hopefully you wouldn't think you'd have to do a whole lot of convincing to, you know, for a doctor or a group of them. Hey, here are some patients. They're going to pay you like regular patients. Yet, you get to be official sounding. You get all this extra exposure.
All right, so one of them sounds promising. The other one you're not really sure about.
Exactly. But it's the one that Dr. Toledo recommended to us, so...
Was the ones that were interested, was that group, the group in Plano?
Yes.
Well, not only is that a good sign, and it's a group, and it's close to me.
It's right down the street from Abuelo's.
See, Alfie's always keeping you in mind.
How'd you decide on the two you talked to? Well, Toledo I got.
The other one I did some research, tried to find, Dan actually helped me out, tried to find a good media savvy group, one who would understand what I was talking about.
Okay.
I told Alfie, I was like, you know what? We have contacts at the different TV stations. Call over to a couple of them and see if any of them, especially like Good Morning Texas, if they've had on an allergist. I'm sure they probably have.
I'm sure Janet St. James has done stories.
That too.
Okay.
And you know how the news teams are. If they find one that they like that they can go back to for interviews about different things, they usually hang on to them.
We're all going the shots route?
Yes.
Dan, I don't know about you.
I've already had allergy shots, so...
But you're still having problems with allergies.
I don't think my stuff is allergy-based. I think mine's pretty much just good old-fashioned sinus.
Sick?
Yeah, just sick stuff.
Okay.
Unless we talk to the allergist and I tell him what I was experiencing and he tells me otherwise. In which case, shoot me up again. Because I have not been sick like this since I don't know when.
Yeah, we can't. As much as I don't care, we can't miss more days. Actually, I didn't get any emails from people bitching. I got a couple asking, are you guys okay?
Yes, I got many concerned emails. A couple worried that maybe one of us had passed, mainly Russ.
The flu was brought up several times. You guys are the flu, don't you?
Actually, I don't wish I had the flu, but at least the flu, at least that's an answer. It's a clear-cut one.
And most of us are healthy enough that we could live through the flu.
Yeah. But the idea of Russ putting on headphones and getting dizzy... And just wanting to lie down, that's concerning for us all.
I have no clue what that was Friday.
I still say it had to have been an inner ear thing. Or maybe you went through some really weird DTs and you hadn't had anything to drink.
I was drinking because I got dizzy.
I'm just saying, maybe it would have helped.
I don't think so. Oh, and the next time we have Tone on, maybe tell him only have 5 J&Bs before he comes in.
Probably a good idea. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what he was drinking?
Jameson.
Oh.
Because he said he had like 6 whiskeys before coming in here.
My sinuses are clogged, were clogged, and I smelt it when he walked in the door.
And he was wearing a leather jacket. Didn't smell leather. I smelled whiskey.
He was just too hard to keep on track.
Yeah. He was all over the place. Although at least he stayed off his phone this time.
He's probably too drunk to use it.
know, from what I've heard, he had a pretty booze-fueled weekend while he was here.
I don't know if you pulled this story or not. I heard about this coming into work. It was a bus carrying prison inmates that lost control.
Yeah,
this sounds like a scene straight out of The Fugitive, the movie.
Yes. Yeah, this is one of those worst-case scenario things. At least 10 people were killed Wednesday when a bus carrying state prisoners skidded off an icy highway overpass in West Texas, slid down an embankment, and collided with a passing train. That's just the perfect storm. Details of the crash were not immediately clear. Emergency crews in the West Texas town of Pinwell, 16 miles southwest of Odessa, reported the bus came to rest on its side, crumpled with heavy damage on its top and undercarriage. Reuters reported that the bus was carrying 12 inmates, three corrections officers, and was headed to El Paso. The Texas Department of Criminal Justice ID'd those killed as 8 prisoners and 2 corrections officers. Tiffany Harston, a spokeswoman for Medical Center Hospital in Odessa, said 4 of the injured are in critical condition and one is serious. And Kevin Tenney, battalion chief, told the local newspaper, it's as bad as you can imagine. In 32 years, it's as bad as anything I've ever seen.
Had you heard about the story?
I had seen the headlines on it, and I read through it briefly, and it was just one of those where you just think, my, that's
and the pictures,
horrific.
Some of the still photos look like straight out of the movie.
Yeah, and that was the other thought I had, was like, this sounds like something, you know, out of Con Air or Fugitive.
Okay. You got any audio you want to get to? You want to start news?
Yeah, we can do some.
I saw a few stories. I couldn't tell how old they were. Are they still bitching about the call in the Cowboys game?
Some people are. I imagine, I'm going to take that back. My guess is most Cowboys fans probably still are. I had a tendency to let it go pretty quickly on Sunday, however. I don't know if it was because of my logic coming from the previous week with Detroit. But
well, it was funny for Tara to put the scenario up to you of, okay, what if things were reversed from the Lions game?
Yes.
And then the exact same thing happened the following week.
See, I don't think it's exact. Because it was a little different because in the Cowboys situation, we were behind of this most recent week. We were behind. When Detroit had their call, they were ahead. They still had plenty of time. It was like half the fourth quarter left to stop the Cowboys from taking the lead in that game. So there was a time factor more so in ours. And I think the right call was made in Detroit. I think.
I don't know how much control you have to have of the ball.
Here's the thing. Where I was watching the game, everyone was like, why are they even challenging they being Green Bay? That's clearly a catch. That play is going to stand. And I'm like, I don't think it's going to stand. I think I'm keeping in mind that a lot of these referees are, you know, beholden to the letter of that stupid rule and all the rules, and I think they're going to come back and say he didn't complete the process of the catch. And that's exactly what happened. Even though, to everyone with common sense, that's a GD catch. But in case you missed it, it's cut number 3. It was the head official, Gene, I think it's Stratori. This was him explaining after reviewing it during the game. Well, it's his explanation.
Okay. But I know we're behind the curve on this one, but it's the first we've all seen each other since the game.
It's still fresh.
After review, it has been determined that the receiver did not maintain possession. They will lose the ball on a change of possession on the downs. It will be Green Bay's ball, 1st and 10.
I'm full of crap.
Now I'm angry all over again.
I watched it. I don't know what the actual. I've seen the verbiage. Here's the rule.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the play because I don't really know. I mean, to me, he got the ball. Nobody else touched it. It was with him from the time he caught it to when he hit the ground.
Mm-hmm. But the idea of the quote-unquote process of the catch basically means there cannot be a wiggle in that ball at all. Pretty much up until the point your body comes to a complete stop, whether that's inbounds or out of bounds.
So was it a good call or not?
No. By letter of the law, that's how the referees interpreted it. They see it as the correct call. However, when you look at it with some common effing sense...
Well, it looks a little flimsy, the grip he's got on it as he's going to the ground.
But that's the thing is, he's not... At one point, he ceases to just be going to the ground falling. He's reaching his arm with the ball out towards the end zone, making what in the NFL rules refer to as a football move. Meaning, hey, you must have pretty good control if you're making a football move. And he's reaching for the goal line. I've heard a couple of people say that basically Dez Bryant out-athleted the rule. Because the way the rule is written, they're not thinking about a player having the ability to do what he did on that play.
What did Garrett say about
it? Oh, he was a firecracker. Cut number four. He's all fired up.
Like we had to go for in that particular situation. We had man-to-man coverage outside. I thought Tony made a great throw. Dez made a great catch on the ball. Obviously, it was ruled a catch. At the outset, it looked to me like he had 3 feet down. And, you know, what they described to us all the time was a move common to the game. And, you know, Dez.
3 feet down?
Yeah, because he goes up, catches the ball, 1 foot hits, second foot hits, 3 foot hits, then he hits the ground.
What's the 3 foot? The third foot?
In the NFL, in order for it to be a catch, you have to have 2 feet touch in bounds.
What's the third foot?
He took 3 steps after catching the ball. Sort of like
we're talking steps, not feet.
Yes, okay. Yes. Yeah, he took three. You only need 2 steps. That's their way of saying, hey, you only need 2, but he took 3.
To us all the time was a move common to the game. And, you know, Dez reached out for the goal line like he's done so many times. It's a signature play for him. He maintained possession of it throughout, in my opinion. But let me make it really clear that this game wasn't about officiating. We had 60 minutes. We had an opportunity to come up here and win a ball game. At the end of the day, we didn't get a chance to do that. Or, excuse me, we didn't get that job done. And, you know, that play was big in the game, but there were plenty of other plays in the ball game. And unfortunately, we didn't do the things necessary to win the ball game in the end.
Although, had the original call stood, they would have won the game.
Not necessarily.
Wasn't there just a few minutes left?
Yeah. Now, obviously, we all like to think in our head, that play stands, we have the ball, first and goal in the 1. Chances are we're going to score a touchdown. So now we go ahead, but Green Bay would still have time to go for a go-ahead kicker or a touchdown. But that would have made the game more exciting. It's like, hey, the Cowboys are down, late drive, they score to take the lead. Now Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks in the game, has his chance to go down and do the same thing. Instead, you kind of get the lackluster, it's not a catch, Green Bay's ball, and then they run out the clock and it's like, eh, it's just anticlimactic. But all the furor because of the Detroit game, the officials, it has to be in their mind. And when the official goes in to review it, it's not just him under the hood. He can then pick up the phone and call the head of officiating with the NFL, be like, hey, what you think? And considering how the head of officiating, the NFL, was taking heat over the previous week, everyone's got that thought of, well, that's why it was overturned. So conspiracies fly.
I'm sure the Cowboys were sick about playing in January anyway. This game's wearing us out. They were in the playoffs. 2009?
Yes. And most of the guys that were on that team are not on this team. I think there might be 2 from that team.
Do they pay extra if they go into playoffs? They're playing more games.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you get a little extra. Compared to what most of these guys make on a regular game, it's not that much. It increases, like, if you make it to the playoffs, and I think the title game, and then you also get another bump in pay or bonus if you make it to the Super Bowl.
All right. So you didn't like the call?
I don't like the call. I know why. I understand it. I don't like it. But I like Coach Garrett said, there were still plenty of chances the Cowboys had. Like, my personal favorite was when DeMarco Murray decided to fumble yet again and give the ball to Green Bay. 6 fumbles on the year. Now, we had like 5 early in the season. Didn't have any until the playoffs. And it's on a play where if he doesn't fumble, he might still be running. There was nothing but open space in front of him. And one guy just kind of just smacks the ball and just, boop, there it goes. I wouldn't trust him holding a baby. I don't think I'd trust him carrying a hard-boiled egg at this point.
I thought we had that under control, holding on to the ball.
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
He fumbled 5 times early in the season. You know why? Because he carried around like an idiot. He's like, oh, I'm going to hold this football. I'm going to hang it around my head. I'm going to swing it down low, out to the side.
Wasn't holding it up against his body?
No, because he's stupid. He is football stupid. And the sad thing is, he's not the only one.
How many times you got to lose the ball before you realize, maybe I should tuck that on in?
You would think.
Yeah, but there was two things. Counting and holding onto the ball at the beginning of the season, I remember.
Yeah.
And you know the Cowboys have gone through seminars with him, telling him, all right, here's the 4-point hold.
It is not that hard. Hang on to it. Treat it like your baby. There's a whole scene devoted to it in the program. It's a college football movie, Russ.
Oh.
Where, you know, the guy, he's fumbling in practice, he's a running back, the coach makes him carry the ball around with him everywhere he goes. And if he somehow loses it, then he's in trouble. But so many professional football players do this, when they swing the ball around and they don't protect it.
To be cool or what?
No, it's because by holding it in up tight, they don't feel as fast as mobile. Because like when you're sprinting, both arms are moving up, down really far. You
it
don't
affects
get that,
their gait.
Yes. But the most important thing is, don't give the other team the ball. That's really the...
Well, like, I can't run as fast. Well, if you don't hold on to the ball, you don't need to run at all.
Exactly. But it's ever since
he was thinking, Jason Garrett probably thought, all right, we got past the counting thing. Mm. The rest of this stuff is easy.
Yeah, yeah. They got rid of all the guys that couldn't count to 2.
Now they got to go back and go, what else do you drop during the day? Is this a habitual problem?
Actually, yeah. I would actually be curious to know if the Cowboys had asked him that. It's like, what's it like when you cook? What's it like when you go to the store?
I think if you start embarrassing players right after the play, just walk out there, make them take their helmet off, and just smack them. Or go out there with your belt.
You know what? Go the old school coach route where you come out with the paddle boards with the holes drilled in it. You fumble, you get swatted on the 50.
Move your hand. Move it. Move it. Hey, running in circles is not going to get away from me. I don't know why that's always a standard move with kids when they're getting a whipping. The parents got them by one arm.
Yeah.
And the kid's running in a circle like... There's going to be some mysterious way out of this.
Yeah, yeah. They hold on to that one arm and they just, yeah, you're like a little helicopter.
Where are you going?
You hoping to elevate?
maybe. There's got to be something with our instincts because I'm sure I did it as a kid.
Yeah, I think most
maybe
of it's just like.
Your mind's thinking, okay, if I'm running, at least I'm taking away some of the impact.
That, and it's also a moving target.
But they got you by the arm. It's not really that hard.
Yeah,
you can dodge and weave all you want. They still... Your whole goal is to keep getting hit on the ass. You don't want it anywhere else.
No, but you're just trying to dodge being hit anywhere. So, yeah, you keep your feet moving. Better to keep moving than to sit still. Just because they grab your arm doesn't mean you should give in. Don't give up. Fight on.
We need a break here?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be back.
To the Russ Martin Show.
3:35, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Community Coffee. Only one incident out there right now, but it's a pretty big one in Fort Worth. Eastbound Loop 820, right near Blue Mountain Road, got an overturned vehicle blocking the right lane that has traffic completely stopped back from Saginaw Main Street. It's about a 20-minute delay through that. Other than that, traffic out there is looking pretty damn good right now. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagle's Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Panera Bread. Tonight, cloudy and 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 54. Right now, it's 42 degrees and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I think Chloe found this story. A guy found out his wife was screwing her personal trainer.
Okay.
So he printed up some flyers and put them up all around near the gym that she worked out at.
Okay.
Part of this is redacted, so it's hard to... I see the last names are redacted. I guess this part at the top that's blurred out was the name of the gym. Because it says affairs at blur.
Okay.
My wife, I guess it's Lisette.
Okay.
And every time that he refers to her as a whore, it's in all caps.
All right.
My wife, Lisette, the whore in the black Porsche, has been a client for over 6 years of Chris.
Personal trainer.
Right. Who has been providing sexual and emotional affairs for my wife, to my wife, the whore, 5 days a week at 5 a.m.
Oof.
If you want your wife to have an affair, send her to his gym and he will have sex with her. I am happy to get rid of this whore who had opened her legs to this primate. He convinced her to lie about the affair to her husband and continues having sex with him. Richard, the lucky husband, who got rid of his whore wife, is happy. If you have any questions, I need to list his cell number. He also gave him a bad review on Google and Yelp.
Yeah, that's how you stick it to him.
One of his reviews, I started out at this gym about a year ago. I have never seen better results. My abs are toned. I've lost 30 pounds. I have seen a significant increase in my endurance. Not only is Chris an amazing trainer, but he goes the extra step providing free services that no other guy, no other gym offers, like my wife 3 times a week.
Not much for subtlety, is he?
No. Awesome.
I thought there was two of them. I can't find it.
You're talking about two reviews?
Yeah.
Maybe he just did the same review but posted it on both sites.
Well, I suppose. He went on to elaborate one of them. Oh, there was one more sentence to this. It's 2015. Make this year count by letting this wife get you into shape. Was this review helpful to you? 2 people said yes.
Oh, nice. On the other hand, that's one of those things that, you know, it might backfire. You never know, because it might be some other lonely housewives going like, ooh, I want to get him.
That would be the biggest thing. If I had a wife, I'd like for her to be in shape, but no. No personal trainer.
My thoughts on the personal training has always been that if you don't know what you're doing, it's a good idea for them to get you started. But really, it should be get you on a program to where you do it on your own. Then every so often, you go back to that trainer, and then they spice it up. As opposed to every single day, and he's got that hot towel waiting for you. Hey, good to see you again.
Working out in the gym, you can tell which trainers are screwing their clients.
You think so?
There's just a little too much intimacy, giggling, talking.
Dry humping.
It's if you were able to actually wager on it, mm-hmm. It'd be really easy to win.
I actually do that. Sometimes at the gym, I play that game. Okay, who's doing who? And it can get really awkward at times because sometimes they'll have those massage tables that are out in the open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you'll have the trainers stretching their clients either before or after their workouts. It can be really weird when you see a couple of guys and that one guy is stretching that guy's hammy just really good. He's just laying into it. He's got like the one leg up on his shoulder.
I don't think any of the male trainers are screwing their male clients.
How do you know?
I don't, but that one I think is going to be harder for me to spot. In fact, I've never thought in those terms.
I'm just saying that I've had that stretch done to me once before in high school, and I
stretching a hamstring.
Yeah, and in that manner, and it's just like, you know, can we find a different way?
Where are they touching you?
If it was your hamstring, you lie on your back.
Yeah.
You raise your leg, one leg in the air, and then the trainer would then lean his shoulder into that leg behind your knee and then lean into you. Basically, missionary position with a leg over the shoulder.
Sorry, I just got a text from Captain Howard.
Nice timing.
Spent the afternoon drinking beer and playing Galaga.
Nice.
Hey, hey, bitches. Captain Howard.
Galaga. That's awesome.
He's the coolest person ever.
He's Lisa. Seems to be enjoying retirement.
Who took over his position at the Sheriff's Department, Dallas Sheriff's Department?
You know, I don't know. Obviously, they had to, you know, either promote or slide somebody into it.
I mean, that was the biggest contact that we had, and Captain Howard decides to retire.
I know. What a jerk.
Is he even close to retirement? Well, I guess he is.
Yeah.
Retirement age? He's not in his 60s.
No. But I don't know how many years it is as a police officer. I want to say it's 25, 20 something.
I don't know.
There's a certain age, I think, where you hit at least a partial benefit retirement and then like full retirement. I don't know.
I think I would. Yeah, I know I would come untethered in retirement.
You will never retire. Even if you decide.
And I'm sure there are people listening going, what do you need to retire for? You don't show up to work half the week anyway.
All right, I'm glad you said it because it had to be said. Because everyone's thinking it. What are you tired from? Being tired? Are you tired from all that vacation? Or air quotes, sick? No, I don't see you as ever really retiring. Even if you decided to someday not do this show every day, again, the obvious, was, you know, notwithstanding, even if you did it a couple times a week or you did like a whatever, you would still do something.
I don't know. Just getting up every day and not having to be anywhere.
No real purpose.
That's why vacation with me, I kept coming up here. I think I was here
every single day.
Short of a couple of days, I was up here more than I have been since we've been back.
Yes. Yeah, it was not unnoticed.
How do you know?
Well, like Alicia from the web team.
Yeah.
She had noticed that because you've been sick over the last week or so that you hadn't been in. And the ironic thing was that over vacation, you were here every single day. All of a sudden, you get back to where you're supposed to get back to work from vacation, and now you're at home. Meaning you spend more time up here during vacation than you do when you're supposed to be working. Yeah.
Alfie, are you supposed to hear from this group of allergists?
I gave them
a day or so, or what?
They told me they'd get back to me within the day, and I haven't seen anything on my voicemail. I gave them that and my email address, so I'm just waiting to hear.
But they sounded very interested.
Yes, they did.
Working with all of us.
Yes. And I told them, hey, we got insurance. Good to go.
Yeah, all this is going to be above board. Kenzie, do you need anything? You want in on this group session?
Yeah, why not?
I thought you were taking your local bee pollen honey stuff.
I am, but it doesn't always work. I don't know what I'm allergic to, and that's what I want to know. I only know one thing I am allergic to, and that's rabbits.
How?
Why just rabbits?
I have no idea, and I was around a rabbit this weekend, and I feel like crap.
Whose rabbit?
My friends have a rabbit.
What were you
doing?
Is
that a question?
No, they have a big rabbit that hops around the house, and it loves me, and I'm allergic, so now I'm sick.
Is it, do you think it's rabbits specifically, or just animal dander?
No, specifically rabbits. Only animal.
Is that possible?
I'm sure it is.
That's what the doctor said when I was little.
That you were allergic to rabbits?
Yep.
But not cats?
Nope.
Anything else in the animal kingdom?
Just rabbits.
Well, have you ever held a raccoon?
No.
So you don't know?
Yeah.
True.
How come you don't like holding coons?
That happened fast, didn't it, Kenzie?
Yeah. I don't dislike holding them. Oh.
She makes an ew face.
Wait, no.
Yeah, that was a pretty. That was a pretty out there ew face.
Raccoons are. Oh, I'm gonna stop.
It's up to you. I don't really care.
They're
rabbits are part of the they're not rodents. They're what family are they in?
Varmin.
Marsupials.
No.
Marsupials.
I think they are considered rodents, aren't they?
I don't know, like a varmint type of deal, or
I wonder if it's if you'd be allergic to whoever else is in the rabbit family.
Oh, good call.
I don't know because I've never really thought about rabbits.
Yeah, because it's not the standard thing. Like when Delkus is doing his allergy report, rabbit is never high or low.
They found out when I was little because I did a commercial with animals, and when I held the rabbit, I broke out in hives.
Hold the rabbit. That's all I can hear in my head.
Hold the rabbit. Sorry.
I'm pulling up Dallas pollen while I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
Now I want to test this.
It's amazing every time to look at this map of all the pollen in America.
Does it still have like that ground zero type of diagram over North Texas?
Yes.
Ugh.
Pollen count. I can't find the one that I went to last time with the...
Is everybody allergic to pollen?
I guess. I don't know. We're in a... What is today? Got it. What? Oh, those are projections.
What are the projections?
Saturday, it's going to be high. Right now in the air, mostly cedar and juniper.
Do you think everything you've experienced over the last days, weeks, whatever, has just been allergy? You think it's maybe been a combination of allergies and, you know, cold?
I don't know. Right. And if being exposed to allergens, that's the way they treat your allergies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they give you very small amounts.
So why is it, after a while, you just, why wouldn't you outgrow your allergies if being exposed to allergens all the time?
That's basically what the allergy shots are.
I know. But if I'm being exposed to things that I'm allergic to, why wouldn't my body, after a while, just go, okay, we're used to it now?
I can't give you a definitive answer.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Other than... Maybe it would be a steady regimen of being, coming into contact with the things that you're allergic to on a regular basis in small amounts to where then eventually you build up that resistance.
Well, we'll find out if these group of allergists in Planover call us back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what it costs. I'm starting the shot regimen.
I'm happy to hear you say that.
And I'm going to guess as I get older, it's only going to get worse.
It seems like it has. Like over the last 10 years, it seems like your allergies have been progressively worse. Like it used to be.
I think it's something to do with Frisco.
It might.
And it could be the fact I've got more dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They go outside, they run around in the stuff, they bring it back in, we all sleep together.
Yeah. And it wouldn't surprise me if on your allergy test, your results come back and say you are allergic to not only grass, but also pet dander. And it may not be a massive amount. It may just be like when it was just you and Abby, probably no big deal. But like you said, now you have like a little kennel club going.
I don't think I'm allergic to them. I think I'm allergic to what they get into.
And that's also...
Because that's just like me going outside and sniffing through the shrubs myself.
I miss them.
Well, come see them.
Okay.
You got more audio? What is this audio? Go back to your folder.
Mm-hmm.
It just says, I don't even know who, is it Isaac?
Oh, I'm so glad you're talking about that. Yeah, he's a fashion designer, Isaac Mizrahi. He's on QVC on a regular basis, and he's selling his stuff. He's a fashion designer. And he and his co-host, for whatever reason, the moon came up as describing some top during their segment on QVC.
That's such a happy, beautiful, rich experience.
It almost kind of looks like what the Earth looks like when you're a bazillion miles away from the planet
Moon. Yes, I just squinted at it.
From the moon, looking back at the Earth.
From the planet Moon.
Did she say bazillion miles?
Mm-hmm. The technical term, of course.
I think the moon is only 240,000 miles.
I believe that's correct.
It's either 2 1/4 or 240.
It's still going to be closer than this chick.
It's like, it's not like it's on my daily drive. But not only does she say bazillion, whatever, miles away, she also says planet moon.
Yeah. Hey, it's me.
That's such a happy, beautiful, rich it experience. Almost,
we'll see if you know. What is the moon?
The sun is a star. The sun is a star.
Yes.
The moon is the moon. It's the white one.
But what is it?
It's
Earth is a planet.
It's not a planet. Oh, isn't it a giant? I don't want to sound dumb.
This one's right in your face.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
It's a.
You got it.
Moon. It's a moon.
Yes, very good.
Yes. Man, she was so close to say a microphone.
It's a moo. It's a cow.
As soon as you said it's right in front of your face, she eyed her microphone. I'm like, please God, don't.
No, that's not what I meant.
I know, but she looked at it.
I was looking around the room.
It's like, is it a computer monitor? It's a microphone.
It's a Sennheiser.
I knew it wasn't a planet. Okay, I knew that, and the sun's a star.
And that makes you one step ahead of the QVC host.
Yeah. That's such a happy, beautiful, rich
It
experience.
Almost kind of looks like what the Earth looks like when you're a bazillion miles away from the planet
yes.
moon.
Yes, I
the
just squinted moon. At it, and you're
the
right.
Moon looking back
from
at
the planet
the Earth.
Moon. From the planet
moon. Isn't the moon a star?
The moon is a planet, darling.
The sun is a star. Is the moon really a planet?
The moon is a planet,
Don't
honey.
Look at me like that. The sun is a star.
It's a planet.
Is the sun not a star?
I don't know what the sun
is. The sun
is
a star, isn't it?
We don't know what the sun is.
The sun is a star. The moon is not a planet.
The moon is a planet.
I knew it.
Excuse
you were trying
me?
To take me down that road.
But wait,
the moon is not
excuse
a planet.
Me, Chunky, if you're listening to this me, you have Rosebud. To Google the moon.
Someone,
okay?
I can guarantee you someone's Googling right now.
The moon
I knew
is
it
such
was
a,
not
planet.
A planet.
I can't even
the
stand it.
The moon is not a planet.
What else is it if it's not a planet?
It is not.
It's a moon.
It's a star or something.
It's
it is
a
not a
moon. It's a
satellite.
I love that. The background, you can start to hear the people on the floor probably working a camera going,
you right idiot. Now,
the moon
I
is
knew
such
it was
a,
not
planet.
A planet.
I can't
the
even
stand it.
The
moon is not a planet.
What else is it if it's not a planet?
It is not. I believe it's a star or something.
It's
it is.
Yeah, you hear somebody in the back screaming, it's a moon.
You idiots. It's always like.
Not every thing in space is a planet. In fact, what was it a few years ago? Who?
Pluto?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
got
still
demoted to a. They said it's no longer a planet.
It's a planetoid.
Yeah.
Although I think they brought it back up to full planet status not too long ago.
Yeah, they keep waffling on that. They're like, oh, it's a planet. They're like, oh,
they
it's
thought
not.
It wasn't big enough to be a planet or what?
Yes, exactly. Like there were scientists that were, you know, on the side of Pluto being a planet, and they had stupid size matters T-shirts made up, or size doesn't matter.
What the hell? So it's a planetoid.
Or a yeah. dwarf planet, yeah.
Well, that's rude.
I didn't. Every solar system got to have one. What's that? Oh, that's my little planet.
I was working on a name. Like, nothing comes to me.
That's all right.
It's a planetard. Yeah, planetoid.
Yeah,
planetard.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm going with that one.
I'm I'm on board. Mm-hmm. I'm on board your bus.
It's a moon. It's a
didn't
moon.
Didn't you do that thing in grade school where you it's had to name the planets and there was Uranus and there was Saturn and the one with the rings and and then the Earth and with the moon is never in there, dude. It's not a planet.
I don't know. I
feel
I don't know
like
what it is besides
what
is it, a baseball
educated,
or something.
I exposed
what is
during
it,
the
cheese?
Show.
Come on, it's a planet.
That this blonde of mine. The moon is what?
A natural
the moon
satellite.
Is a natural
but
satellite.
Things live on it.
What's
that means
mean?
It's a planet. I don't
is that
know.
What Google said?
I don't know what
no,
it says.
No, I don't
says.
Like that at all. I don't even
me
know what
either.
That means.
Damn. I mean, we've had some dip arguments before, but they were a lot of people would be confused about some of the things that we've been confused about.
Yes.
This one's, there's no gray area. What's the moon? It's a moon. But what is it? It's a moon.
But no, that's what it's called. But what is it?
It is such a planet.
Honey. I'm sorry. That's one of my pet peeves. When someone is so convinced they are right when they are in fact wrong, and they try to make you feel small at the same time. It's a planet, honey. That's the same way as saying it's a planet, stupid.
Not even being aware that one of the planets was downgraded from being a planet. But then they changed it to a planetard. Look it up. If it's not a planet, I will blow everyone in this studio again.
Third time's a charm.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Never miss a moment.
Even in the AM.
The Russ Martin Show.
Weekday mornings, 7 to 11.
On Talk Radio 1190.
404. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. For the check on traffic, Alfie Coy, KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Traffic brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Still only one incident out there, and it's that big one in Fort Worth. Eastbound Loop 820, right near Blue Mound Road. So you got that overturned vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic is completely stopped back from Saginaw Main Street. It's about a 20-minute delay through it, but other than that, traffic out there is looking pretty damn good right now. As always, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Cloudy tonight, overnight low 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high in the mid-50s. Right now, 42 at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
More audio, news. What are you gonna do?
Let's do. I got two quick things of audio. Cut number one. This is a video from 2002. It's of a horse rolling around in the dirt and doing something fun.
Is he doing this with his mouth or his ass?
No, this is his ass.
Okay.
He's actually, you know, like you see the dogs will roll around in the dirt sometimes. He's doing the exact same thing. And so he's on his back, legs up like a dog or a cat, and just letting them rip.
Full grown horse.
Big horse. Almost Clydesdale.
Oh, so good. Could you imagine having all that air in your intestines? How good that must feel? Just to let
exactly.
Poor thing.
Yeah, that part got me too. Seriously, just you know, like you play with a dog or a cat, and they're on their back, and just the legs kind of sticking up.
Right,
you're just happy. That's the horse. I've never seen a horse do this.
Why is it? Would you say this video is like 12 years old?
No,
or it's 13 years old.
No, 3 years old. It's 2 or 3 years old.
Oh.
But for whatever reason, it's just someone posted it, and next thing you know, people are like, "Hey, everybody, watch."
But it's just such a random noise in the middle of all the farts.
I know.
Sounds like audio that would play and you wouldn't really focus on, just like Young Frankenstein or Police Squad.
Yeah. But I think I listened to it 20 times today. Why? Just... I mean, really, if you think about it, every noise in this, I could have gone into a production studio and pulled sound clips and made it. But
the fact that it's real.
Yeah. He's just rolling around in the dirt, just pooting.
horse farts smell like?
Man, I don't want to know.
I got a whiff of a cow fart once.
That's bad.
That's worse than Everett.
Yes, I will give you that. Yes. Damn. And it's cow farts that they say is the number one cause for ozone deterioration. I mean, it was basically cow farts and in the 80s, Aquanet.
I think there'd be some way to capture cow farts, do something with it.
Actually, I think there is. Either this is something we've mentioned before, or there actually is some research group somewhere trying to not necessarily bottle the cow methane, but somehow to turn it into energy.
Well, it's got to be an easy way to turn it into energy. It's already methane.
Exactly. And that's what I think they're trying to
flammable.
Do. Mm-hmm. Somehow basically make, since the cow flatulence is one of the worst things for our ozone, trying to find a way to then recycle it. I mean, you've already got Bill Gates drinking poop water, so why couldn't we do something with cow farts?
Why is Bill Gates drinking poop water?
Oh, in addition
to...
Did
he lose Microsoft?
No, he's still fine. Part of his philanthropy is trying to find sustainable water resources, and that includes taking human waste and treating it to where then you can make it drinking water for third world countries.
We already do that.
A lot of third world countries don't have that ability. And it's somehow some new thing.
Is this supposed to be an easier way than what our utility companies, what they do?
That I don't know. Maybe it's just...
Because we take human waste and recycle it, and that water you're drinking is not new.
Huh?
What? When you flush a commode, where do you think all that water and everything goes?
Well, right, but...
Goes to treatment center. Well, it goes to sewage and then treatment centers. The water's not new.
What?
You think every glass of water is new?
Well, no, maybe. Not feces.
Well, I'm sure they scoop out the grunt.
Yeah.
What happens to the feces? Where does it go?
Well, they scoop that out and probably... I don't know.
They strain it.
Okay, this isn't bottled water, right? This is just tap water, right?
Tap water, bottled water.
A lot of bottled water isn't necessarily natural spring water. Even just, you can put water in a bottle and it's still water.
That one in the fancy bottles from Alaska or some waterfall or something. Fiji water.
This
Fiji water.
How do you say this?
Dasani.
Yeah, this Dasani that I've got is just purified water. It's not from.
It's not from some hidden mountain brook.
Yeah.
It's not magical.
I'm sure you know
glacier
some of the spring water that you drink. All that's new.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff you get out of the tap, that ain't new.
But even if you get water from a spring from some nice mountain, some animal somewhere is taking a dump in it.
How do people not get sick?
Because we treat it. We clean it.
Scoop the doo-doo out, treat what's left, and then stuff.
I've drank feces, technically.
I'm sure there's probably, some parts per million.
Yeah.
That's acceptable as far as the government's concerned.
It's the same type of thing where the FDA allows certain amounts of bug parts to be in everyday foods.
Is that like a true statistic?
Yes.
What are you worried about?
Y'all just ruined my life.
No. I think we just came in on the end of it.
Imagine when you take a shower.
Yeah, now I don't want to shower, drink, or eat.
It's all been purified.
It's over.
It's all clean. It's okay. It is fit for human consumption.
If you turn on the tap and a turd comes out, don't drink that one.
Yes. That's how you know.
It got through.
There's been an issue.
Just never drink anything that has floaties.
All right. Good tip.
Okay. Want to start news here?
Real quick, finally, cut five. There's a, looks like teenagers, they're driving. You got a guy driving his car.
Go ahead.
And then a girl, it looks like she's eating some frozen yogurt off of a spoon, and he decides to brake check her while she's eating her yogurt. This is very quick.
That's jacked.
Yeah. Like I said, very quick, but still gratifying.
I like doing that when they're putting on their makeup.
Yeah. What's wrong? Right, you have an issue? Moment.
Do what?
Just right at that moment.
Yeah.
Where they just got their set. I'm ready to put this on.
They lean forward. They're looking into the mirror on the visor. Just getting ready to put on. I won't do it if they're doing mascara or eyeliner.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah.
Lipstick is.
Oh, that's fair game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. You would think that they would remember the last time. And never put on makeup if I'm driving.
So you like red lipstick on your nostrils.
You know what I love about your lipstick? How good it looks when somehow it goes from your face to your ears. Your ear looks so good with that color.
Now talk like this. Why so serious? I did it one time, brake check. Back in the 90s, I didn't really mean for her to hit the dash, but she did.
All right, I just blew a little snot. So you're saying your violence against women goes back years?
I'm trying to think if I really had to stop. No, she didn't have her seatbelt on, and I kept telling her, put your seatbelt on.
So you decided to teach her a lesson.
Yeah. I truly didn't expect her to go all the way to the dash. She hit the dash and bounced up and gave me that look like a baby who just woke up and goes, what happened?
Because you feel bad, but you can't stop laughing. Yeah.
Just that lurch forward and then it bounced back up.
They
have this look of like, what'd I miss?
Was I? Yeah.
Did you get you some dash?
Yeah, I had to go to the mall that day, but it was worth it.
Oh, she made you go to the mall afterwards? Okay.
Punishment.
Yeah. Oh, you gonna brake check me, huh? Fine.
Did you get some Mrs. Dash?
Taking you dress shopping.
Dasheroni.
Does this look good?
Does what?
Does this look good?
In the mall. And I couldn't stop laughing the whole day.
Did you make the same face?
Yeah.
The bounce up with a confused look.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just where have I been?
What do you think happened? I had the brakes, you bounced off the dash.
I'm sorry, baby. I tried to tell you. Put your seatbelt on.
I hit the brakes, you flew right by.
Did you get you some San Francisco treat? The Dasheroni? Oh, what is line one, Alfie?
He says he's a wastewater treatment guy.
Yeah?
He's telling us where our water comes from.
Oh, yes, Johnny.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Good.
Is this right?
Yep.
Hey, man, we remodel the wastewater facilities and drinking water facilities here in the Dallas and surrounding areas, and we do them quite a few across Texas as well. Pretty much everything you drink is recycled wastewater. Oh. Anything that comes out of the tap is pretty much recycled wastewater. We dump into the Trinity after we've processed it, and it flows to Livingston. Anything they pump out of Livingston for their drinking water is processed and pumped out to their freshwater facilities and then to the water towers.
Obviously, you could treat any type of water because how many different filtration processes, let's say once I flush the commode, how many different processes does wastewater go through before it gets back to me?
Oh, several, man. It goes through, it actually comes into a bar screening area that scrapes all the big trash out of it.
The doo-doos. Nasty
condoms, tampons, anything gets flushed down the toilet. And that goes through a washer compactor system and dumped into a truck and sent out for disposal. And that water flows onto some trickling filters and flows through some charcoal. And then it goes through an ammonia process. And then it's pumped out into the Trinity. And then from there, it's pumped, you know, to various lakes or whatever, flows to various lakes and then pumped out of various lakes to the actual freshwater treatment facilities where it goes through several, 10 or 12 different processing systems. Treated with several chemicals. Chlorine's probably one of the main ones they treat it with. And then it's pumped out from there to the surrounding cities. Eastside Water Treatment Plant is probably one of the biggest in the Dallas County area.
What do you want to ask, Dan?
Johnny, the stuff that the big stuff that hits that screen, where does that? Who has? Does someone have to pick that stuff up?
No, that's actually what I'm doing right now. It actually is an automated system, and it hits a screen, and a big rake comes down, and it's disgusting. I work around it every day, and it scrapes hundreds of condoms and tampons and just dumps it in this screw conveyor and goes through a processing.
Lying. He's not lying. That's what.
No, that's truth. I'm working at Dallas Central Wastewater Plant right now, right there off 45. When you're coming down 45 right there out of downtown.
What's the biggest thing you've ever seen in that trap?
Oh, man, I've seen construction stuff. I mean, the actual solid waste, like the poop, it kind of disintegrates in the water and goes through a grit system. It turns into like a grit, and then it's pumped out, and your body doesn't process corn, green beans, none of that good stuff.
It is amazing, really, what we take for granted every day when you turn on the tap. That, first of all, I know it's recycled.
Yes.
But you forget about everything that gets into the water system.
Oh, yeah.
You ever seen a body?
There's some guys that work with us that have ever seen what?
A body?
No, I didn't know. But I've seen some guys fishing cash out of that thing coming through there, man, with them dirty condoms and stuff.
You're kidding.
No, hell no. $20 bill comes through there, you grab it.
Gosh.
What kind of cash? Is it worth it?
Yeah, 20s, 50s. My money gets lost. Stormwater, you got to think stormwater's mixed in with that stuff, you know? It's all the city stormwater flows into that same system. Yeah.
Do they just raw dog it and reach in and grab it?
I don't know. I used a tape measure and reached in and got it and laid it out and let it dry. Man, it was crispy. Spent it at McDonald's.
What? How much was it?
Just $1. That's all I grab, but those guys find money all the time coming through there.
You suck your hand in grunt water for $1?
It's $1. Dirtiest dollar ever made.
Like getting a dollar raise on your paycheck. All right, thanks. I don't even remember what that sound bite's from. I just remember
gas.
Yeah.
What?
I tried to find that for a long time.
It was a gas giveaway or something.
Yeah.
It's like they were interviewing people at whatever the event was, and it was just one clip. I don't know why we pulled it. It's like getting the dollar raise on your paycheck.
Yeah.
And that was it. We wore that out over years. I know we lost some audio when we left CBS.
Yeah.
Came over here.
And I know Chloe has tried finding it because that's one of his all-time favorites.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's not online someplace.
We just got like the little, you know, the radio version of the TV show Odd Jobs. Have you ever seen that?
No.
So it's on, the guy that hosts it was Mike Rowe. It was on, I think, Travel Channel. Now he's got a show on CNN where that was just, he would host a show going around doing the dirtiest jobs that you could think of and then the ones that you've never even heard of. Like guys at the water treatment plant who got to fish out the dookie.
Well, he doesn't have to do that.
No.
Look at that. There's a damn dollar. Give him a tape measure. Look at all these fabulous prizes. Every day you don't know what's going to come sweeping in through the water.
Yeah, you would think he'd have a more advanced grabbing device as opposed to his tape measure.
Well, obviously he doesn't do it a lot. I don't know why you wouldn't get maybe just some kind of pool skimmer net.
Oh. Yeah, that makes sense. Or even
sure, it'd be a pain in the ass to carry around, but sure, you can find a smaller version of that if you're going to be laid it out, let it dry, $1.
Oh, man.
Maybe a 20 at least. I'd probably, depending on how nasty the water was, and it sounded like it was...
Like the nastiest of the nasty. Actually,
I might for a 5. I don't know. It's hard to watch money just float by.
Maybe it's perspective. It's hard to watch a 5 go by, but maybe it depends on what's next to the 5. Like if it's like a twice used Magnum condom or something, you may not really want that 5.
Stuck his in there, and then obviously handled the dollar with his bare hands. Yeah. Why have they been floating around with tampons?
I bet they wear gloves.
Something. And I'm sure he didn't bother to tell anybody at McDonald's. This is my doo doo dollar.
Here.
You may want to wear gloves or hold it with a knife in.
walk away giggling. My doo-doo dollar.
Look at this. My meal was free.
You know what? I am loving it.
So there you have a course in water treatment, Kenzie.
Oh, yay.
Where did you think the water out of the tap comes from?
I knew that it was recycled, but I didn't know to what extent.
You'd hope to a lot.
It's one of those things where it's in the back of your mind, you know what all's down there, but you just don't think about it. And when you actually hear it from someone who's there, then it just, your brain's got to process it. And
all the crap that gets into the...
Yeah.
I never really thought about that when I would flush condoms.
Yeah, because you're supposed to trash can, right?
I guess. I don't know.
So I've heard that,
I just walk in the bathroom and flush it with the other. You'd think, well, they got the grates and the skimmers. They'll get this out.
Bet there's a lot of dead goldfish.
I probably should go and throw in a dollar after it as a tip. Somebody's going to have to pull her out.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:30, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Panera Bread. Still only a couple things out there right now. We're sort of Fort Worth, eastbound Loop 820 right near Blue Mountain Road. That overturned vehicle has been cleared out. Traffic slowly unwinding back from Saginaw on Main Street. And a side street accident for you in Dallas, westbound Northwest Highway right at Midway Road. There's a truck blocking the whole road and tried to make a turn, didn't do it. So kind of avoid that area for the time being. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Cloudy and 35 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 54. Right now it's 42 and 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
You almost want to test it to see how long it would take. Like go in the bathroom and write your phone number on a 20 and flush it. I go, call me when you get this.
Yeah. That's
to one of the guys in the you want to make it like a 20. So it's worth, you know, that if they see it, they're going to go for it.
Yeah. And it sounds like that they will see it because that stuff will just kind of stack up against that screen is kind of what he made it sound like. And at some point, they're like, hey. Payday.
Be curious to see how long it would take.
That'd be a fun experiment.
I hate flushing cash, but
kind of funny. I got it. What now?
You could probably get a grant to do that, you know.
Really? See what the cycle time is on from flush to found?
They give grants for such other crap. Why not that, you know?
And unfortunately, he's got a good point.
I don't think I have any cash.
I think all I have is a 5. I don't even have my wallet on me. I don't think that's quite worth it. Yeah, you want to make it something where you're more certain.
I'm going to guess that if you let it dry, the ink, before you flush it, I'm going to guess it would hold up.
I would think so.
Or flush it in a plastic bag.
Or just put it in the condom.
Keep this for yourself for digging a condom out.
That really was just eye-opening.
Oh, but not a, it's a surprise.
No.
But you never really think about all the different things that get into the water system that have to be scraped out. Anything that floats can be in the water system.
Yep. A guy sent me this on Facebook. He said the BRA, Brazos River Authority, sells the waste as fertilizer. And then they'll put it into certain products that you can then, you know, use on your lawn.
Seems like it'd be cheaper just to go outside and cramp.
It does seem that way. I don't know if I really want to be involved that much in that process, though. On one hand, though, it does seem very green, sustainable, all, you know, buzzwords lately.
Yeah, maybe during the summer.
Why the summer?
Really? You want to go outside when it's like 17? The cop is squat?
I don't know. No, I don't.
I'm certainly not going to go outside to piss.
I've seen, over the last week, I saw too many fountains frozen for anyone to actually go outside and pee.
I'd have to build just one isolated wall outside to lean my head up against when I piss. The first one of the morning.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right. News now?
Sure.
Okay. A freaking dollar. I went through the whole process of letting it dry out.
I wonder if he was just, maybe it was in an odd position and it was just sort of a challenge to see if he could just get it with his tape measure.
But he knows what's in that water. And that dollar bill wasn't on the clean side.
No. And he would have also had to clean the tape measure. Because you're assuming that's something he's going to use. Again, why do you not get a special grabby tool?
Or maybe set your standards a little higher.
Perhaps. On the other hand, he might be thinking, look, I get this dollar. It might be the beginning. Like, maybe a stripper lost her nightly stuff in the toilet, and there's like 100 more ones to follow. It'll add up.
Well, then I would wait for the other few to come floating along before I started digging around in the water extravaganza thing.
Unless maybe it's a free-for-all. Like, it's not just one guy standing there. It could be like three or four guys, and it's...
So he's got it.
Got to get on
Make
it.
Make a rush. You know, that condom looks like it was only used once. Well, all you got to do is turn it inside out.
How did that bird cage get in there?
Bird cage, commode.
Sorry.
Gumby costume. Mm-hmm. All right, 4:36. Does it create a problem if I do a time check for the rebroadcast or not?
When I remember it, I just delete your saying the time thing.
No.
So whatever you want to
really,
do.
It's not important. People have clocks. But the way that ratings work, nothing's written down anymore. It's all electronic. The only reason they would give time checks in the past is... So as you're writing in your ratings thingy, you know what time it is.
Yeah.
But all of that's antiquated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because most of it now is you don't have to do anything.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Okay.
4:37. A good-looking Wednesday.
Really? I'll leave it in if you keep this up.
Honey. Dan O'Malley's. You want a clean one?
I really don't care.
I'll give you a clean one.
Okay. I'll just take all these out.
Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Wednesday, January 14th, 2015. See, I even do it to myself. Birthdays today, Grant.
Yeah, well, what do you do all that?
It's part of what we do. We're just used to it. I can stop doing my thing, too.
I don't care.
But if I say birthdays today, then I need to say the date.
It's like we slightly altered the show for 1190, so it's not so obvious that it's a rebroadcast.
Mm-hmm.
So we're cutting up the show at the end of the day, take certain references out, so as it replays the next morning at 1190, it's not as in your face.
Yeah.
Oh, this is yesterday's show.
However, tomorrow/this morning,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to leave all this in. I'm just going to peel that curtain back.
Tomorrow, this morning, what?
I'm going to leave all this stuff in.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, however, tomorrow morning.
No.
No. Read.
Birthdays today. Grant Gustin. He's an actor. He turns 25. Do you recognize his name?
I do not.
He plays the Flash on CW's new Flash series that you enjoy.
I like that. Not big into the hook or the scoop. The Arrow.
I started watching Arrow like a week or 2 weeks ago.
It's like that's all he's got, the Arrow.
I'm enjoying it, though.
No, I shoot arrows. The only reason I watched it once is they did a crossover episode of The Flash into The Arrow.
Mm.
It was like a two-hour event.
Gotcha. I like it. It makes it easy because the whole first season's on Netflix, so I just, it's something to watch. Pitbull, he turns 34. Well, you know who he is. Dave Grohl, he turns 46. Also turning 46, Jason Bateman. LL Cool J is 47, and Zach Wilde is 48. Steven Soderbergh, he's a director. He turns 52. Carl Weathers turns 67.
Have you seen him in anything recently? I don't know what it is. I mean, obviously he weighs a little more than he did in Rocky.
Yeah.
But he looks like E.T.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Something about, he was in an episode of Arrested Development.
Okay.
Which is not that old.
Like no.
Mid-2000s. And it's just something about, as he's aged, his, you know, face is a little wider, just as you get older. And it just looks more E.T.-ish.
His face
I think
just
it may
expanding.
Be because his, he had a normal haircut in Rocky.
Yeah.
I think his head's not totally shaved, but almost. So that doesn't really help with the overall look.
Is it more accentuating?
Yeah.
See, it's you're an actor and you're surrounded, you know, by people that make a living based on looks and your looks. You would think someone would have told him, hey, maybe let's try a different look.
Here's a picture of him with a hat, but you'll get the idea.
Okay.
What does he look like?
He looks like E.T. Let me look at it again.
Here's another one without the hat.
Yep.
Oh, man. Why is it kind of sad when we see our heroes just kind of wither a little bit?
But he's still in good shape.
It's just, sure. It's just...
I think mostly it's the hair. Or the lack of that makes him look like E.T.
Yeah.
This one almost looks like he's wearing an E.T. mask.
All right.
Yeah, it does.
All right.
Other birthdays today. Faye Dunaway is 74. And Jack Jones, who did the theme to...
The Love Boat.
That's right. He turned 77 today. The Dallas Cowboys have finalized a new contract with head coach Jason Garrett. DallasCowboys.com says it's a 5-year deal worth $30 million. Garrett said, I really believe that we've built something here that we're all proud of and we're all excited about taking the next step with this football team. ESPN also reported the Cowboys and defensive coordinator Rod Marinelli have agreed to a new 3-year deal. Coach Garrett said, I think we played the right way this year. There's a lot to be proud of about this football team this year, but having said that, we did not accomplish our goals.
Well, it's saving grace if you were going to go out the game this past week. I mean, at least, you know, Garrett's got something to point at if he's talking to Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that call, that was a bad call.
Yeah.
You know, had the call not been overturned, we probably would have won. And who knows where we would have ended the season.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say.
So he's got something to point at. Go, this wasn't all me.
Yeah, no.
Good, bad, and different, whatever.
Yeah, even back when the Cowboys were, it was like 6-1. At that point, you could see Jerry thinking, all right, this season has surprised us all, even at this point. If we maintain even a fraction of it, I'm going to have to pay that man. And that's pretty much exactly what happened. And this is
how
a team.
Is it all this information gets out? Because it does it have to be released?
Players' salaries does, because that's a matter of public record, because they have to adhere to a salary cap. As far as the coach.
Well, as far as the NFL goes, the NFL doesn't have to release all that information.
Yeah, I'm not really sure exactly how that happens.
I'm just curious. I never really thought about it.
Yeah, it's like you'll never have a coach, like, it's not like Garrett was at his press conference and said, all right, I got a new deal. I'm going to make $30 million over the next 5 years. Ha ha! Then he whips it out on the podium and dances. Which is what most of us would do if we found out we're going to have 5 years a job and $30 million.
Yeah, it's when, you know, people like Dale Hansen or people in radio, when they renew their contracts, it's never in the news of, hey, this person renewed their contract for X amount of dollars for these many years.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that is. Especially when you think about it as far as media people, because it's still public eye, and then athletes.
All right, so he gets $30 million?
5 years, $30 million. Not a bad gig.
So have a termination without cause clause in the contract?
I'm going to doubt it. I'm going to imagine it's a real good contract.
Because they don't like taking that out, most corporations.
They don't, which is really, really odd.
It was a struggle to get it out of mine.
Which to me... the more of a struggle it is to get it out of it, which means it's more of a reason to get it out of there. We don't want to. I think you should. But take it out.
All right, son. Ooh. What if we leave it out for the first 18 months? I say you'll stand by it through half the contract?
Yeah. And when you really think about it.
Because the termination without cause clause, that really makes the whole thing null and void.
Yeah. That's, you just signed a piece of paper that officially states that we can fire you whenever we want, how, for whatever reason.
That's so odd. Because you're just locked in.
Mm-hmm. And so
you're locked in. You can't get out. There's nothing in there of I can quit without cause.
Right. It's not a two-way street. So when you think about it, it's one of those things that you wonder why anybody would go for it.
Well, if you need a job, you'll sign pretty much anything.
And I think that's kind of what they depend on, but it's where it takes the occasional white knight to fight for everyone.
Thank you.
Taxpayers could see delays in getting their refunds this year, as well as unacceptable customer service, as the IRS commissioner warns budget cuts are forcing the agency to cut back. IRS Commissioner John Koskinen, in an email sent to workers and obtained by Fox News, predicted a messy tax season on several fronts. He wrote, "The effect of these cuts will hurt taxpayers and our tax system." He said the cuts could force the IRS to shut down operations for 2 days later this year, resulting in unpaid furloughs for employees and service cuts for taxpayers. In the near term, the commissioner said cuts in overtime and temporary staff hours could cause delays in refunds. He also warned that IRS customer service could be diminished further, which already faces heavy criticism. And it's all because of budget cuts, he says.
I don't understand why you have to do any budget cuts with the IRS. A lot of the things have been streamlined over the past, well, with the advent of the internet. And filing online. And,
yeah.
You know, that cuts down on just a lot of people having to actually look at paper and open envelopes. You think it'd be streamlined to the point of it have as many people as they need.
You would think, but he says the agency's $10.9 billion budget is now the lowest level of funding since 2008. When adjusted for inflation, the budget has not been this low since 1998. It's like most companies are doing now, which is, hey, do more with less. The difference is this is the head of that agency complaining about it. Typically, when you have a CEO of a company that's saying, we're going to do more with less, they're kind of pumping up the shareholders like, hey, we're going to do this. It's going to be great. Instead, this guy's bitching.
And $11 billion to run the agency?
Yeah. You think that's low?
I don't like that. I will get you your stuff when you get it. Although, if we're a day late.
Uh-huh.
Now you got issues. I don't like them.
I don't think anyone does.
I mean, I don't mind paying taxes. I don't like paying a lot.
You mean you don't like paying your fair share?
It's like every time you open the mailbox, I'm not worried about bills. I'm just worried about taxes. I truly don't know how I have any money left for gas. End of this month, I got to write the check for my property taxes.
Oh, God, that's going to hurt.
I think most people just, I don't know if they roll it into the loan or put it in escrow or I guess it's escrow. The mortgage company tax it onto your payment.
Yes.
I just pay it the end of January. And if the postmark doesn't say January 31st, if it's any time after, that's a hefty penalty.
And
one day.
Because of that and also just the idea of having to write that fat check at the end of that month. It just seems like a better thing. Just put it in my monthly deal. That way it doesn't feel so bad. It's not so stingy in January when we have to write it.
And the bill's sitting on the top of my desk. And I've got it pushed to the side to where I can sort of see it so I don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like being reminded. I think I just need to go ahead and write it and get it out of there.
That would be the smartest thing to do. But that's got to – does your pen wiggle a little bit? Because if I remember right about how much yours is, that's –
You have to plan ahead when you're writing out the numbers in words.
Yeah, because you're going to run out of blank space.
I need two lines.
I need two checks. I'm going to need to put in ellipses here to be continued.
I don't know how they send that bill out. But they don't send, even send you a stamped envelope to mail it back in.
They don't?
No.
I thought they would at least give you the envelope that would be like a prepaid stamp type of thing. Like, hey, just put it back in a box. We got you. Oh, man, that's cold. We want all your taxes for the year plus, what is it, 40-something cents now? 45 cents? 48?
48 cents for what?
A stamp.
Oh.
And they, if you want a receipt back, you have to include a self-addressed stamped envelope for them.
Why would I need a receipt?
My accountant likes me to get a receipt.
Give him the canceled check.
He likes it.
Why? You know, you can go online and look it up, the tax records, and see if it's paid for the year.
I know. I have to keep him happy.
All right.
Do you keep all your receipts?
I keep, yeah, I keep all my receipts.
What kind of stuff do you deduct?
Yeah.
Well, there's continuing education.
Okay.
Professional fees, like licensing fees, things like that.
Okay, that makes sense.
Hospitals require me to ante up every once in a while to get my privileges renewed and stuff like that. There's a fee for that. You know, a little bit of money for supplies, but that's pretty minimal.
You do mileage, gas, car, devaluation?
I don't now. I used to, though. When I did work in, you know, a lot of different hospitals, I would keep track of that.
I used to do that a long time ago. And, you know, at the end of the day, after the accountant put everything together, you go, all right, I saved like $1,500 for the year of keeping all those receipts. It's easier just to let them have it.
So you're just letting them keep $1,500?
Well, I don't keep receipts for anything.
Oh.
Anything that I spend, I got an ass load of deductions. I just don't use them. Stuff I spend for the foundation, I could deduct that.
Mm-hmm.
Equipment that we bought for the band, I could deduct that.
Why don't you?
I just don't.
Yeah, but you have a tax guy. It's not like you're online and you're, you know, doing your 1040 easy online. Someone's doing it for you.
Actually, at this point, I probably could.
And that's, yeah. You don't, what you're not doing, you could just do it yourself. Because at this point, the whole idea of having an accountant or a tax preparer is so that they can do all those things for you.
I just don't mess with it. That way, if I ever get audited, I know I can go in and be a dick.
Okay, that is fair. How about this, though, for this year? Since you've done that for years, if they were to audit you, they'll owe you money.
Mm-hmm.
So how about this year, you just have your tax guy do two returns. Doesn't file one until you tell him which one, but just see what it would look like if you did deductions.
I haven't kept receipts to do anything.
Well, all right then. But with foundation stuff, maybe you could, hell, I don't know. Write some up. We'll sign them for you.
Plus, I have to pay, then I have to pay for two preparations.
Yeah, but it sounds like he shouldn't even be charging you for the one preparation.
Not as much as he is.
It sounds like you're basically writing your name and it's your W-2 stapled and here you go.
There's a bunch of pages of crap in there. I don't know what it is. All in, you know, in the return. It could just be crap. I just sign it. I look where it's got the little sticky fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Sign that. Put it in the mail.
But see, you complain about your taxes a lot, and you could, there's thousands of dollars that you could save. And you already know, and you complain still about how the government doesn't know how to spend what it has, and you're just willingly giving them extra.
But there's just a sense of power that you carry around with you because everybody's always worried about being audited, and they've heard the horror stories and the nightmares.
The problem is, though,
you're
never going to get audited. If even someone just did like a quick cursory glance at your taxes, they are going to laugh and go, we're not going to audit that schmuck. We're going to let him keep doing this. That's why I was saying, just take a look at a return with all the deductions and maybe send that one in. Maybe it sends up a red flag and they do audit you based on that one. On previous years, they're going to owe you money. Then you get your audit.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Just an idea.
How about I'll start with flushing a 20 down the toilet with my phone number on it?
Absolutely.
Because that's show expense.
That's right.
It's show expense. Absolutely. Really go after. Put $100 down there. Really make it stand out.
What was this $100 deduction for? Really? You flushed a $100 bill with your phone number on it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's a very, very important bit. Big punchline coming.
I'm really curious now to see, first of all, if anybody would find it.
Yeah.
If we flushed it. And how long it would take.
I'm with you. And how awesome would it be if it was, what was the guy's name that called them? Was it Johnny? How awesome would it be if he's the one that found it?
Hey, I got your note.
Want a break here?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
501, this is KEGM, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Got a check on traffic. Alfie Coy is the Eagles flight pundit.
Thank you, Russ. Eagles traffic brought to you by Staples. Let's get started off in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at 8th Street. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back to the Commonwealth. Let's move into Richardson, northbound 75, right near Renner Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there's backed up all the way back to the I-5. In Plano, northbound 75, right at Spring Creek. Got a car with a flat blocking the HOV lane. Traffic's jacked up back to Park Boulevard. Move into that Frisco-y McKinney kind of area. Northbound 121, right at Custer Road, got an accident overturn on the service road that has traffic backed up onto the highway. And finally, in Grapevine, northbound 121, right at Grapevine Mills Boulevard, got some road construction blocking traffic there. That one has you backed up all the way back from 635. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 7:25 in the morning for a shot at second row tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw on January 19th at the AAC. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy of the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. Cloudy tonight, 35 for the low. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 54 for the high. Right now, 42 degrees, the 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, go ahead, Daniel.
Okay. There are websites out there now that let you anonymously send animal poop to your enemies. We've mentioned that one before. There's a new website, though, that lets you send your enemy an envelope full of glitter. On the surface, it doesn't really sound awful, but
no. But
when they open it, the theory is that the envelope is so overstuffed, glitter will then spill and fly everywhere. And that's supposed to be super annoying to clean up.
Especially if you open your mail anywhere around your computer.
Hadn't thought about that, but yeah. I seen your keyboard and everything. The glitter costs about $10 and ships anywhere in the world, but unfortunately their website has lately said it's temporarily suspended purchases, I guess, from being overrun with requests.
Why do you think a glitter costs $10? I mean, obviously you got overhead. You want to make a profit.
I think it's because they realize, hey, you know, it's $10. I bet someone will do it. It's a gimmick.
I guess we could do something like that.
Yeah?
Send hair.
Along with a note that says that it's...
It's hair.
Yeah. Courtesy of the Russ Martin Show.
Well, whoever it is that wanted us to send hair to their enemies. Mm-hmm. And then that's going to be cost effective because when I run out, then we could use yours and clothes and... Use some McKenzie's.
Yeah.
Hey.
What?
Oh, no.
What? Did you not hear me bleeping myself when I said hair?
Whoops. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I hit the delay.
Okay.
I don't have any hair, but she said the whole thing.
You want me to try again with the bleep?
No.
Mm-mm-mm. I think you crushed it already.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That would actually be pretty funny, though. Yeah, you just do the bag of it, or you want it open and free?
Like they open it free, although I think sending body, anything related to the human body, I don't think you can legally send that in the mail.
Well, then maybe as part of the advertising, like if you put a posting on the website for it, it could just be in, you know, like quotations.
So dog poop's okay, but...
I don't think you can really legally do that.
Oh.
Just because of toxins.
Yeah, glad to hear it.
Now, just one-on-one, I could probably send you an envelope full of... In fact, I probably will now.
Congratulations, Doc. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Kinsey.
What did I do?
You can still do the novelty version of it. It doesn't have to be real hair. You can just get some fake stuff and put it in a bag.
I don't know.
It might. Money go for the foundation. $5-$10. Buddies decide to send other buddies at work a bag of hair.
I'm trying to think what would look like hair. But not be hair.
Right.
But you'd want them to think it was real hair.
Oh, yeah.
Because if they paid for it, they should. That's too many.
Yeah, I think you bleeped should.
Yeah.
We can find like cheap wigs at a party store and just give them little haircuts. You could have like a sandwich bag size for like the $10, or like one of those snack baggy.
Damn, that was loud.
For like $5.
Oh my gosh.
Sound like you're enjoying that. Good God, man.
I forgot to let the court win at home. All right. If anybody's interested, we'll send out a bag of hair.
To email somebody. Harris Interactive released the result of its annual survey to determine America's favorite TV personality. I have the top 10. Think you can guess any of these?
Rita Rudner.
For 2014... maybe I left that out, and that's my fault.
Oh. Ellen DeGeneres.
Number one.
Really?
Yep. For the third year in a row.
TV. Oprah's not really on every day, so I'm going to guess she didn't make the top 10.
Nope, she did not.
This day, night, does it really matter?
It's a mix, actually.
Jimmy Fallon.
Number three.
Letterman.
Coming in at number 10. He was out of the top 10 last year.
Also, TV series?
Yes.
I can't think of anything current that I watch other than The Flash, Blue Bloods.
Go with that.
Blue Bloods?
Mm-hmm.
Tom Selleck.
Yes. Number 8. He was 7 last year.
I'm surprised Blue Bloods is still in the top 10 as far as the ratings go.
Have they kept it on Friday nights, or have they finally moved it up to a better night? Because I feel like that show was strong enough now and got such a following that I think it's one of those that it's part of its powerful lineup.
Honestly, I don't know what night it's on, only because I watch the newer episodes on Hulu isn't up to date. I'd have to watch them on CBS's website.
Okay.
So I truly have no clue what night it's on. If I had to guess, I would guess Friday.
Yeah.
But it's been in the top 10 last couple of years at least.
I think it's in some type of syndication now because I've, over the last few days, like during the day sometime, I'll be flipping through the guide and I'll see a Blue Bloods on, like in the morning or something.
How many I got left?
You've got 6 left.
Damn.
I know.
Any news people?
Actually, no.
All right.
Well, kind of one.
Oh, Colbert.
Yes, number 7.
States. The clue was kind of one.
Yeah.
And then John Stewart.
Yes. He came in at number 6. John Stewart loves getting in fights and making fun of this other guy who came in at number 9.
Words guy?
Yeah, use your words.
Yeah. Are there no words?
Yes.
Wiley. Wait.
It actually rhymes with Wiley.
I blanked on his name.
It's Bill O'Reilly.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, you knew it, though. Yeah, so that's number nine. So you've got 1, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So all you have left is 4 and 5. 5 you will not get, so I'll go ahead and fill
now,
it in.
What do they do?
You are not going to get
what
it.
What do they do?
It's a sitcom. You're not going to know his character name, and you're not going to know his actual name.
Somebody from Modern Family?
Nope.
Somebody from Big Bang Theory?
If you're going to help him out, Alfie.
All right, who is it?
That's Jim Parsons.
No.
He plays Dr. Sheldon Cooper. And number 4, who's up from number 9 last year, he's a multi-platform personality. He's got 2 different kinds of shows on TV.
Steve Harvey?
Yes. Very good. Yes, really. I mean, between Family Feud and his actual talk show thing that airs during the day.
I don't know why I flashed on that.
That was good. I didn't think you'd get all those.
I didn't.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I forgot one. We're still missing number 2. It's a TV show. It's a TV show. We'll start with that.
Comedy, drama?
Drama. One of the most
something like CSI.
It's similar to that. It's one of the initial shows, or the abbreviation shows.
What did they do before this?
He was a college quarterback at UCLA, way back when.
Mark Harmon.
That is correct. Oddly enough, I knew he would guess that based on that clue.
I saw the list earlier.
Oh.
Or perhaps he saw the list earlier. Fine.
I'm surprised because that was like 4 hours ago. I'm surprised I remembered any of them.
You know what? Actually, you're right. Even looking at the list 4 hours ago, good job.
Thank you.
Good retention. That's very good. We'll give you a gold star for the day.
Thank you.
Everyone in Dallas and Fort Worth drives around with a mental map showing the contours of local traffic enforcement.
What?
We all know where cops wait for us to give us tickets.
Oh.
Where
did this come from?
I'm going to let you guess. I tell you what. I'm going to read. Let me give you the first couple sentences. Everyone in Dallas drives around with a mental map showing the contours of local traffic enforcement. It shows the places where cops with itchy ticket fingers treat minor driving infractions as tantamount to high treason, and conversely, those spots where they're too busy catching murderers or snacking on donuts, depending on the jurisdiction.
Who wrote this? Mark Davis?
Close. To bother much with traffic laws.
Brett Shipp?
Oh, no. You're not going to know the name of the writer, but the publication you should be able to get.
Channel 4?
No, publication.
Dallas News? Dallas Morning News? D-Magazine? The Observer?
There you go.
Oh.
Anyway, for the second consecutive year, their blog, Unfair Park, crunched data compiled by Texas' Office of Court Administration to determine how many traffic tickets were prosecuted in every municipality in Dallas, Collin, Denton, and Tarrant counties. And then
why
they
be
the
so
list.
Wordy leading up to the list? Because
that's why I'm doing it this
I'm
way.
I'm going to guess that the headline, I'm talking about when they wrote it.
No, I know.
What does the headline say?
Biggest North Texas speed trap cities of 2014.
You're not going to read any of the words. You're just going to jump ahead to the list. You couldn't give a rat's ass less.
Yeah, but you got to say so much before they get to it, like itchy ticket fingers.
Nobody's going to look at it.
Tantamount to high treason. Overbearing, militant, goose-stepping cops.
And this is a list of how many?
The speed traps of 2014. This goes up to 44. They
I'm
did
guess
this.
Irving made the top 10. People complain about Irving a lot, and I've never really thought of them as a speed trap.
No, Irving came in 19.
Oh. Well, that's still pretty good.
It's not bad. But it's one of those that when you think about some of the standard ones, they make the list. But there's a couple that didn't. Like Dal Worthington Gardens is that little tiny blurb in the middle of Arlington that you know not to speed through, but
they didn't make the list.
They didn't make it because the population wasn't high enough to make the list, which I think is odd because the tickets they write should outweigh the population.
Well, aren't these based on per capita?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you want to start at 10?
Number 10, Benbrook.
Okay.
9, Haltom City. 8, Addison. right by us.
Where would they set up their speed traps?
Beltline?
What?
They're big on U-turns.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, the intersections where you can't make a U-turn, those are marked.
Yeah, but I've done U-turns. I'm like, I don't care. There's no traffic. It's silly for me to have to pull into a parking lot.
I'm not doing it if there's the sign. That's one of the few things. Speeding, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Love it. U-turns, I'm not doing it because you don't know where any cop is set up. Plus, everybody sees you do it, and they know you saw the sign. You just look like a dick. I don't do it.
I'll do it on occasion.
To me, that's not really okay, first of all, you can't really call it a speed trap, but it's a citation trap, and call it that.
Sure.
But you know what you're doing.
I do.
Like if I'm speeding, I know I'm speeding.
The times where I've made the U-turn where it says not to, it's because it didn't harm anybody else. There was no oncoming traffic. No one was behind me. And if he wants to give me a ticket, I will proudly eat it. But I'd be like, I'm not going to make someone wait on me while I do it, though.
I wonder how much... Alfie, I'm going to guess you've gotten one.
I've gotten pulled over on one before.
You didn't get a ticket?
No.
What'd you do?
I just admitted. I was like, you know what? I'm really, really sorry. No, no, stop that, Dan.
What? What'd I do?
No. You're making the sucky face.
I'm
you
sorry?
Suck him off?
No.
You dropped the show name?
No, I didn't. I specifically made sure not to even make any mention of that.
But you probably couldn't say anything because your mouth was so full.
No, Dan. I just admitted. I said, listen, I'm really sorry. I'd never make that U-turn. The one day that I did, you happened to be there. I should have known better. And he was like, all right, just take it easy out there.
Well, if it was truly a trap or a setup, there'd be no warnings. Everybody would get tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, so other speed trap cities. Addison was 8. Carrollton, number 7. Grapevine, number 6. Yes on Grapevine?
Yeah.
Oh, especially with all the construction that had been going on over the last year.
They like to set up at the top of the bridge.
That's a good spot.
On, what is it, 121, as you're going into Grapevine?
Mm-hmm.
Laser. You immediately just have to slow down because once they peg you, it doesn't matter if your radar detector goes off or not.
Yeah, because at that point, once your detector goes off, that means they just nailed you.
Yeah.
Number 5 is Euless. 4 is Hearst. 3, also near us at the Eagle, is Farmer's Branch. That's the last time my wife got one, was Farmer's Branch. Speed limit 30. And it feels like you should be going at least 45.
Is it on Marsh?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. How fast?
I think she was going about 45 or 46 in a 30. And it really is. On that area of Marsh, north of 635, the road is super smooth. It's straight.
Mm. Yeah. Why did the engineers put all the time and trouble in designing this if I can only go 30?
Yeah.
Isn't there like a plethora of lanes there at that part of Marsh?
Yeah, there's two. Like you get two on your side, but it's not that busy of a street.
Okay, that's not the part I'm thinking about then. Because
there's another
part near, maybe I'm thinking about the tollway, where it seems like there's just all these different lanes.
And you just want to be in all of them?
Yeah. I want to drive fast, and I want to cover all the lanes.
You just want to drive fast side to side. After Farmer's Branch, which is number 3, Bulch Springs comes in number 2.
That's where Marty the Cop used to work.
Mm. And number 1, your favorite municipality.
In South Lake?
You got it.
Really?
For the, what is it, the third year in a row?
How many tickets did they write?
15,735 traffic tickets.
Jesus.
With a 2013 population of 28,234 tickets per capita, 0.56.
That's 1 year?
Yeah. And that's actually down from last year. Last year, it was 0.73 tickets per capita.
Somebody like Balt Springs, how many tickets did they write?
Balt Springs wrote 13,481. Their per capita was 0.54. Just missed the top spot.
Population is what?
25,024. Some other notable ones. Garland, 22. Just for obvious. Fort Worth, 23. Frisco, where Russ lives, 35. out of 44.
I see Frisco officers all the time. I very seldom see them at traffic stops.
And Dallas comes in at 38, which I expected Dallas to be pretty low on the list too, because they really don't do. I mean, they enforce traffic laws, but as far as citations, it's very rare that I see a speed trap in Dallas. And it also helps that on their Twitter account, they will actually post daily their morning enforcement locations. They'll do like four and be like, hey, we're going to be at Inwood Road at this block, whatever, today.
Okay. Seems to be contrary to their purpose.
Well, I think with Dallas, I think there's more pressing issues.
Okay.
But if you really want to be a speed demon, your best bets are Little Elm, Saxy, and Wiley. They are the bottom three on this.
I think Marty the cop is in Saxy now.
Well, he's really just reversed it. Saxy wrote 1,605 tickets last year with a population of 22,026. That's a 0.07 ticket per capita. Wiley was 0.03.
Yeah, Grapevine likes to work it.
Any other cities you're curious about? Any that you have to drive through? Where did I put the other part of that list?
No. Oh. Frisco would be about it.
Yeah. 35 for Frisco. So, yeah, you're right. They're not doing it a whole lot.
In fact, as soon as I leave the house, I immediately get on the tollway, so I'm very seldom on Frisco roads.
And that may be part of the reason Frisco doesn't ride a whole lot is it's a lot of residential streets as opposed to big, open, high, you know, streets. So, whatever. A South African man says he was trapped in his body for 12 years, unable to speak or move, but still able to think and hear.
That's become my new greatest fear.
I think I'm with you, especially during surgery.
Yeah, if you're anesthetized, if you're out.
Say it.
Anesthetized. Anesthetized?
Anesthetized.
Anesthesia-ized.
Anesthetized.
I was close.
Yeah.
I was dancing around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're out, but you're still aware.
Mm-hmm. And you still feel things.
That's why I'm afraid of having a stroke and being aware, but being paralyzed forever.
That's, in essence, what happened to this kid. When
I need to put together a list of questions in case all I can do is communicate through blinking.
Okay.
A list of questions for you guys to ask me.
That would be smart.
Like, okay, the blink once, yes, twice, no. That way it's like, instead of playing, you know, the odds of maybe I'll ask the right question.
Or playing the odds that you don't have any sort of questionnaire and we just poke you on occasion to see if we get a response.
Like, are you in pain? That should be number one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want us to pull the plug again?
Are you tired of us bringing you back to life?
Unplug, plug, unplug, plug.
We've done it so many times, that some bitch glows.
I don't know why that's become my new greatest fear, but it is.
I think that's completely reasonable. I mean, they did a movie about, it was called Awake, where it was people, I think Jessica Alba was in it, and it's people that had the experience of being under during surgery, and they're aware of all of it and feel all of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, this kid, Martin Pistorius, was 12 years old. He came down with an illness that doctors did not fully understand. He went into a vegetative state. Doctors were not sure, but their best guess was it was some form of cryptococcal meningitis. The doctors didn't expect him to survive very long. They told his parents to take him home and make him comfortable, but he didn't die. When he turned 14 or 15, he started gaining consciousness, although still not able to speak or move. He was alive, but trapped in his own body. He began to focus on controlling his mind and thoughts. Slowly, he began to gain control of his body again. Today, Martin is able to talk with a computer and is mobile thanks to a wheelchair, and he even wrote a book about his experience called Ghost Boy.
That's jacked. All of a sudden, even though I'm not claustrophobic, I just got claustrophobic.
A little bit.
And I don't know why. Can't get drunk. Got to stay awake the entire time until you get sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at porn but can't do anything about it.
Well, the other thing is, too, is since everyone around you thinks you're a veggie, They're gonna act almost as if like you're just a decoration. They're gonna do stuff around you that you probably don't want them to.
Bounce out of bed and go, hey!
Mm-hmm. Like, you think it's going to be great when you finally get that sponge bath, and then the guy that walks in to give it to you? Maybe he ate a taco feast at lunch?
Or maybe you don't get it.
Or, yeah.
For a few weeks. Who's going to wrap me up?
Or perhaps that hairy taco man decides, hey, this vegetable's kind of cute.
Hey, boy, you wait. Hey, you hear what I'm saying? No? Good. Get the balls all up in your mouth.
Pull your tongue on out.
I'll move your tongue for you since no, you can't.
Just tie it to a string.
I just pull it back and forth. That way it feels like you're really licking her.
Once again. Worst nightmare.
All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:32, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL Flag Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Whataburger. Let's start off in Dallas. Westbound I-35 just before 183. Got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic there is jacked up back to the Market Center. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635 just after the Preston. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back to Denton Drive. In Plano, northbound 75 right at Spring Creek. Got a car with a flat blocking the HOV lane. Traffic's jacked up back to the Park Boulevard. In Grapevine, northbound 121 right at Grapevine Mills Boulevard. Got some road construction going on there. Traffic there is jacked up back to 635. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound Loop 820, just before Trinity Boulevard, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Randall Mill. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by TrueCar.com. Tonight, cloudy and 35, partly cloudy tomorrow, a high in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 42 and 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Alfie, did you hear back from our potential allergist?
I saw that there was a voicemail on my voicemail system. I have not checked it yet, though.
All right.
You too busy cracking into your can of sardines?
Yeah. You're in that studio in there eating sardines?
Not now. They're away from me.
Why are you into sardines now?
Because they're so quick and so easy to eat.
Where do you get them?
I get them at Walmart.
I just get them in a can?
Yep. It's slightly elevated from the real, real cheap ones.
What's the difference?
The ones that I'm eating are skinless and boneless.
Yeah. I like sardines.
Yeah, uppity sardines.
Not uppity.
You called them elevated. That's just a synonym. That means that the sardines you eat look down on the lesser sardines.
The lesser sardines are lesser sardines.
Why? Because they got bones and skin?
Yeah.
What does a can of sardines cost?
It's $1.89, I think.
For how many ounces?
1.3 something, I think.
That's a screw job.
It's like 3 to 4 sardines.
It's a great snack. I give him credit on that, but he just... It's like you're morphing into an old man much quicker than you should be.
Always liked sardines. I just stayed away from them because of the fat.
Yeah, that's actually a healthy snack for you.
I'm having cheese today. Want some?
Cheese? Why do you have... You do have cheese. Wow. Yeah, I love cheese.
That's a lot of cheese.
Cheese is a good snack for you, and sardines would kick ass. If you like them, like me, I'll go get you a can right now.
Why are you eating a tub of cheese?
I'm not eating the whole thing. I'm just having like a slice of Longhorn Colby. 3 hour, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just to stay regular on my diet. Ask Gina to pick this up for me.
Mm-hmm.
She thought I was jacking with her. Is there really such a thing as Longhorn Colby?
Yeah.
Colby Jack. I never can remember. Is it Longhorn Colby? Colby Longhorn.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
I think it's Longhorn Colby. I've heard of that.
She had to go to the deli. I asked her. She was coming over the house. Can you bring me whiskey and
cheese,
Longhorn Colby? She didn't believe me that it was really a cheese.
She thought you were messing with her, and she thought that was your big...
She had to go to the deli. Do they make this? Yeah. She got this. She had to go to the deli to get this cheese. I'm sure it's probably $2 or $3 more than had you just found it in the refrigerated section its own.
Well, it's also going to be a little bit more because it's already pre-cut to cracker shape. As opposed to just getting the brick of it, and you have to do it yourself.
I don't like it being in cracker shape. Reminds me I can't have crackers.
I know. I'm looking at that square and thinking, man.
I'd be good with two crackers.
Yep. Make a little Ritz sandwich.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Taylor Swift has struck again. The superstar singer made one fan's day recently when she sent over a package with a watercolor painted by Swift, a necklace, and a check for $1,989. The sum of the check is a reference to her chart-topping album, 1989, and it's meant to go toward paying off superfan Rebecca Bortnicker's student loans.
Did Rebecca ask her?
I don't think so. Bortnicker.
That's a bad move.
Well, she posted a video on YouTube that shows her opening her package from Swift, which was delivered by Swift's bodyguard to Bortnicker's home. It was sent as a gesture of thanks and support after Swift saw a mashup video that she had posted on January 9th, the fan had posted, of her and her girlfriends. Alongside the video of her opening the gifts, Bortnicker wrote, "Taylor, thank you, thank you, thank you. I know I've said it, and I'll probably say it a million more times, but this means more to me than you could imagine. I love you." To which Swift responded, "I love you so much."
Not a good idea. Unless you've got somebody that just blocks all the emails, phone calls, Twitters, or whatever, of people asking for cash. You do it for one person, all of a sudden, you're the epicenter of free money.
I'm sure that she's had to tell a few people, hey, or just make a general post, I'm not doing this for everybody, but I want to show that I appreciate my fans. There was a video of her that went viral that she put out on YouTube of her wrapping Christmas presents for fans that she did herself. She supposedly did the shopping herself. She wrapped the gifts. Her cats were on the paper. She was trying to wrap them. She posted the video and everything, and like 50 million views later. It's almost like Taylor Swift is on a mission to make all other celebrities look bad, and I'm kind of getting a kick out of it.
And had you taken the shot they had of her doing all this
mm-hmm.
and zoomed all the way out, you'd probably see that it was a fake set.
No.
And she gets up and then walks off. She's not really at home doing all this with her cats. You're probably... animals from Central Casting.
No, it's her cat. It's her apartment in New York or wherever, somewhere in the South where she probably has a semi-mega mansion or something.
Didn't she also, on that same video of her delivering
yes.
these personally?
Yeah, there was a couple that she delivered personally. One that she went to some fan's home in Connecticut that she had met before, and she wanted to go specifically to give this fan the gifts that she had bought as well as meet her son, that Taylor had yet to meet. And then she gave him like a Cadillac Escalade big wheel with chrome. And then she wanted a kiss from the little boy, so then he kissed her, and then he just wipes off his mouth like, bleh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That video years from now. What?
To who? Damn it.
Not even a full-blown Escalade. As a kiddie one. Elvis gave his mom a Cadillac full-size one.
So in addition
I give her credit for wanting to do things for fans,
yeah.
But that's a bad precedent. Again, if you can filter yourself totally from the fans and you've got somebody that goes through all your communiques and could block out all the requests, fine.
I imagine she's got a team that they'll probably have access to her accounts. But obviously she has access to some of this stuff as well.
There were rumors going around for a while that Taylor Swift was a big fan of just kind of internet trolling. She was on 4chan a few times, according to the rumors.
What is that?
It's the kind of...
It's like the gateway to like the sub-internet of places you don't want to go. Like the images you think are... That you think, oh, I can handle something that's really wrong. No, you can't. because that's where all that stuff lives.
The guys on the website found pictures that supposedly she posted and compared it to pictures of her apartment, her cat, things like that. And they kind of have some evidence saying, all right, this probably is Taylor Swift right here.
Okay. And?
It's just very odd for a celebrity to go that route.
Exactly.
I'm not a celebrity, and I don't like going to 4chan. I can't imagine being as famous as she is, because if you don't want to type your name into that search. Ugh.
What does that do? Take you near the edge of the what do they call it? The dark internet?
The deep web?
Yeah. Does that take you on the verge of the deep web?
There are tinges of it there. Just some of the same jacked up stuff that you'll find. But it's just kind of the...
Why is there a sub-level of the internet?
It's, I guess, just sort of hidden websites, encrypted sites, things like that. It's a lot of drug trafficking on there. Wrong stuff.
Just like people trafficking as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Is there also just a lot of useless information on the deep web?
That's what a lot of it is. It's just pages that somebody may have posted, yet there's no link to it anywhere.
All right, I'm still missing the purpose of it, but go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, Swift just continues just being better than everybody else. A Korean restaurant in Zhengzhou, China, just opened, and it has an interesting gimmick. You can eat for free, but only if you're good-looking. When people walk into the restaurant, they're photographed. Then a group of local plastic surgeons, supposedly, judge the photos. The first 50 attractive people for the day get their meal free.
This was China?
Yeah.
It's a cool club to be in, but you don't want to run the risk because first of all, I know if I go, you'll not eat free.
You pay.
You ugly. You pay.
Well, you don't know that. I mean, it's a panel of plastic surgeons. They may think, hey, white eye here, he's a hunky man. He gets to eat everything he wants.
I've never really understood that what we find attractive is symmetry, where both sides of the face are exactly the same. Well, if one side's ugly, the other side's going to be ugly. You're all ugly.
Yeah.
Good point.
And I've even seen some celebrities who are considered to be amazingly good looking. They're not that symmetrical. Like, I think right now the best example I can think of is Bradley Cooper. You know who I'm talking about, Russ?
No.
Damn it. Anyway, he's a really good looking guy, but he's kind of got one side of his face is just slightly higher than the other.
Harrison Ford, good looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
Is it him I'm thinking of? Where his nose, the tip of his nose is slightly bent to the left or the right.
Owen Wilson
is, yeah.
Oh, that's a perfect one.
But chicks love him.
Oh, yeah, he's hot.
You think he's hot?
I think he's gorgeous.
Are you saying that just because you think you may bump into him in Dallas at some point? Or
he lives in, wait, who?
They're from Dallas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm. All right, that answers your question.
Now I am.
Why? I'm just curious. Why is Owen Wilson just man candy?
I've always had a crush on him. I think it's the hair and his personality on top of everything. But he's hot. He has a cute face. And everyone always makes fun of me because he's got that nose. But who cares? He's still hot. He's attractive. And in the movies, he always is with the attractive girl. And he's just attractive. So what if his nose got broke 4, 5, 12 times?
I don't think that's a broken nose.
I don't know. I assume it's been broken.
That's what they say.
Oh, big nose is running his family. His brother's got a honker.
Yeah, but Luke's nose doesn't make a couple of different turns in the middle of the way.
He's hot, too.
Now, him I've actually seen out.
The other...
Yeah, Luke Wilson.
Yeah.
Saw him at a restaurant once and saw him at the Loon one time.
What?
The movie, I don't know if it was local. The Owen Brothers did, called Bottle Rockets.
Bottle Rocket, yeah.
There was a waiter at Three Forks that was like the one of the main characters in that movie.
Oh, no.
Every time I'd go in, he'd bring it up, and because I'm not real chatty with people.
Right.
Just because I don't feel like I'm really worth talking to. I guess he thought I was just kind of
a jerk,
dismissing him because he was only a waiter.
Gotcha.
It's like, dude, you were in a movie with the Wilson brothers.
Right.
I think that's kind of cool.
Well, it's very cool. It's just it just sucks when you have to tell someone, or he's telling someone, hey, I'm this, and some people will look down on the fact that he's a waiter. Well, first of all, he's still a waiter at a really high-end restaurant. And keep in mind that they make good money there.
That's the only thing I know about the Wilson brothers. Bottle Rockets, and that's about it.
Yeah, that was 96. I was trying to see if I could see where it was shot, but I have no luck yet.
Here and in Hillsboro.
Okay.
So it's not like he was just, you know, the waiter. It's not like he was just one of those two-second extras. See that? See that leg behind the pole? Okay. That's yeah.
But that wasn't him. Okay.
No, he had a big part in the entire movie.
Brian Tenenbaum?
No.
Temple Nash? Shea Fowler? Ned Dowd? I'm just reading out the names on the cast on IMDb that don't have photos.
Give me the first three names. You got the Wilson brothers.
Wilson brothers, followed by Ned Dowd, Shea Fowler, Haley Miller, Robert Musgrave, Andrew.
That's him.
Robert Musgrave?
Yeah.
I take it back. He's actually got a photo.
And he's got a big part in the movie. I don't know if it was a big movie.
Oh, okay. He was in, yeah. It's one of those, it was a huge cult hit.
Because I was always impressed by it. I guess he thought, well, he big radio a-hole.
When was the last time you saw him?
Eight, 9 years.
Okay, because this says Robert Musgrave is an actor known for Idiocracy, which is a movie you still need to see, yeah. Which was 2006, Bottle Rocket in 96, and Drill Bit Taylor in 2008.
Oh.
So what about it?
I'm just saying in general you need to see Idiocracy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's done work within the past number of years.
Okay.
Owen's in Drill Bit, too, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Very excited. Go ahead.
If you've been having trouble finding the one and keep expecting he or she is out there, why just leave it up to fate? When there's a psychologist who says you can fall in love with anyone, all you have to do is just take a quiz together. Arthur Aaron is a psychologist at State University, New York, who came up with the quiz in 97, but it just resurfaced after an article about it in the New York Times. He designed a 36-question quiz. Each question gets increasingly intimate. He had strangers take the quiz together to see if it would get them to fall in love. One pair did.
Do you see any benefit to this, Dr. Thornton?
No, I think it's stupid.
Because to me, a lot of the excitement in a relationship is finding things out, not all at once. Find out everything at once. You know, if it's something important that you kind of need to know up front, like, I'm post-op, all right, that's fair.
Sure.
But the other things, it's just like
the upfront stuff. Yeah. Hey, FYI.
The nuances of a relationship. Part of the fun is finding out things about them.
Mm-hmm. You and a stranger don't even have to agree on the answers to the questions. Just talking about your answers together brings you closer. Now, again, there's 36. I don't have all of them, but I do have a few of them.
All right.
So starting from least intimate, getting to more intimate. If you could have anyone in the world as a dinner guest, who would it be?
Jacques Cousteau.
They don't specify that he or she has to be alive, but let's go with alive. As much fun as talking to a zombie scuba man would be.
I don't have anything cute ready.
You mean no country crooners?
Who was the guy just under Doc Severinsen?
Oh, I have no idea.
Tonight Show. I can't think of his name now.
Mm-mm.
All right, number one.
Okay. Number two, do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
No. My gut is it's going to be traumatic.
Is that because you think it really will be, or you're afraid that it will be?
Both.
Okay.
And I just assume I deserve it.
Why do you think you deserve a traumatic death?
Tommy Newsom.
Yep, that's it.
Man, that's a weird leap. how do you?
Tommy Newsom has it out for me.
How do you feel about your relationship with your mother?
I'm perfect with it.
If you could describe your relationship with your mother, how would you describe it?
Detached. I make sure that, she gets her money for the apartment, the car's paid for.
You respect her independence.
Yeah. Certainly no reason to take her calls.
What was the last time you called her?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God, man. But you still know where she lives because you pay her rent.
Yep.
Okay. Could you drive there right now without looking up the address or maps or anything? Could you find it?
It wouldn't be a direct drive, but yes.
Okay.
I know the name of the apartment complex. I could get close. I'd have to knock on a few doors.
Ma. Mama, are you my mama?
Mary Martin?
No. What if one said C?
Mary Martin?
C?
No.
Tell the person you're taking this quiz with what you like about them. Be very honest, saying things you might not say to someone you just met. That's supposed to get people speaking as well.
I don't know. That one could backfire on you.
How so?
Well, like with Mandy. I always thought her ears stuck out a little bit at the top.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it was kind of cute.
Oh, you mean like kind of away from her head?
Like Jennifer Hudson.
Wow.
Is that right? Kate Hudson? Kate Hudson.
Okay. Yes.
Goldie Hawn's kid.
Kate Hudson, yes.
Yeah. Her ears kind of stick out. I think it's cute.
Okay.
She was always sensitive about it.
And you told her that one day? I like your ears?
Yeah. Like we'd be laying on the couch and I just play with them while we're watching TV.
Oh, yeah. See, that actually makes sense. She's sensitive about it. And what do? You go and play with it.
I didn't know she was sensitive until she brought it up. You making fun of my ears? No, I can.
we can switch it up.
I figured you took enough. You got enough grief from me talking about your toes and being able to hang from the trees.
I forgot about her monkey toes.
Yeah, with that middle toe that was like 2 inches longer than the rest of them.
Mm-hmm. Her velociraptor toe.
Hey, take your shoes off and go walk in the kitchen. I like the sound. Now run.
What, if anything, is too serious to joke about?
Rape.
Okay. If you were to die this evening, what would you most regret not having told someone?
Off.
Of all the
people. It's not going to be one of those things of, well, I didn't tell my friends how much I appreciate them, because I do that.
Mm-hmm.
The people I work with, I do that.
Yes.
Which in this case are one and the same.
Yeah.
So I'm not concerned about that. It's my regret is there's somebody in my life that I didn't tell the f*** off that I needed to.
Finally, of all the people in your family, who's...
Is there something wrong with that, Dr. Thorne?
I think that's marvelous. I mean, if you have no regrets, you haven't failed to tell somebody how much you appreciate them, you're up to speed on that, then you're living right.
And it's also out-of-the-box thinking, because Russ is right. Most people are going to think, oh, who have I not told that I love or appreciate? When instead it's, you know who needs a good dog cousin?
So you really wouldn't regret that you hadn't seen your mom in 9 or 6 months or whatever.
Months?
Yeah.
I think if he'd seen her within this past calendar year, he'd feel smothered.
I think the last time I saw her was at my dad's funeral.
I believe that's the last time you told me.
So
I was... 2009.
Yes.
So if she were to drop dead or you were to, be on your deathbed, no regret about that?
No. My relationship with my parents is what it is. They started it. Isn't that accurate?
Yep. Maybe she's the F off one. I don't know. I mean.
No. No, if I wanted to F off, I'd just stop sending checks.
And not, yeah.
Yeah.
Not pay for her to live, not buy her a car. Is that, Dr. Thornton, is that sort of putting off any feelings of guilt he might have towards not seeing her? He's like, what does it matter? I'm helping her live.
Well, he might indulge in that, but I really think Russ does have a sense of responsibility to his mother. I mean, I think you do it because you want to.
Because somebody has to do it.
Not really. I mean.
Well, somebody does, and I'm the person in the equation that can.
Yeah.
So I do. As far as thanking people around me, I try and do that on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Why is it so quiet?
What?
We're disagreeing. We're agreeing with you.
Quiet is not agreeing.
We don't want to make you feel uncomfortable.
Why would it make me feel uncomfortable? I can stop.
No, we appreciate it. We really do. We really do appreciate it.
The day that Kahlua died, I had to come into work.
Mm-hmm.
I told you guys, and I even thanked everybody on Facebook. Had it not been for everybody on the show, I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Mm-hmm. It's a needed distraction.
It's maybe the other reason I do it is there's just a lot of people in radio that are just self-centered, myopic pricks.
Yeah.
So maybe I do it so that way if something bad happens to me, everybody says, oh, that's too bad, as opposed to good.
Well, you can't please everybody.
About time. Had to happen.
So with that in mind, of all the people in your family, whose death would you find most disturbing and why?
Twiggy.
Wow. Somewhere your other dogs heard that.
Twiggy's the one that sleeps with me every night.
Gotcha.
That's my dog. That's not a family member. It's not my sister.
Thank God for clarifying. Someone somewhere was saying like, man, that's a little weird.
Why would Luke Bryan think it's weird?
Man, did you hear that? That man sleeps with his own sister. Sick son of a bitch.
Doesn't even have a common courtesy to go for a second cousin. No, just go with what's convenient.
Yeah, man, that's gross. I mean, if you're going to hunt for your next missus, at least go to the next trailer.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
604, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Weather check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Bosch Icon Wiper Blade. Starting off in Dallas, westbound Woodall Rogers. Right at St. Paul Street, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic goes back to 75. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35, just before 183. That earlier stalled vehicle there is now gone. Traffic's backed up back from Market Center. Still in Dallas, eastbound 635 just after Preston. Got a stalled vehicle there. This is also in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Denton Drive. In Plano, northbound 75 right at Spring Creek. Got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic's backed up all the way back from the High 5. Nearly a half-hour delay through it. And finally in Grapevine, northbound 121 right at Grapevine Mills. Still got that road construction going on. Traffic's jacked up back from 635. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by TrueCar.com. Cloudy and 35 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 54. Right now, 42, with 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I just saw the story on... let me see if I can catch this.
Bam. I just looked up. I saw lights coming. I knew immediately he wasn't going to be able to stop. And I think...
This is Carrollton officer that was hit by a diesel drunk driver.
It was too late.
No one was hurt. None of the three officers, no other motorists, not even the suspect that spun out of control was injured. But the damage was enough to total the Tahoe. Fabian Gonzalez had a 0.15 blood alcohol level, we are told. But the legal limit, Clarice, is only 0.08. Now, Blackwell says the reason that he was out there in the first place was because he wanted to provide extra cover for those officers. He says, you know, there's a law in place that says traffic is supposed to move over a lane whenever there's a situation, a scene going on the side of the highway.
that wasn't happening. So he had to actually park his squad car in order to protect, you know, his colleagues, his fellow officers. He says he believes that had he not done that, this would have been a far worse situation with far dire consequences. So he was glad that he was able to at least provide protection for his colleagues.
Absolutely.
Back to you.
Thinking ahead, Melissa. Thank you so much and good information.
First of all, drunk drivers aren't going to remember the law because they're drunk.
Right.
Oh, there's a squad car up ahead. I need to reduce my speed or move over a lane.
Mm-hmm.
They don't because they're drunk.
And in fact, as we have another example of, they tend to do the opposite, which is, hey, pretty lights.
It's I still don't get leaving the overheads on. Sober drivers are going to spot you, whether your overheads are on or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's the drunk drivers that are drawn to your overhead lights because those are the ones that are hitting cop cars. Every single time somebody's hit a cop car on the side of the road, they've been drunk.
Yes. Yeah, I've not heard one story where a sober person did it.
And this guy was watching the video during the break, and that's the first I'd seen of the story, so I didn't know if the Carrollton cops are all right. But in the video, you see the Ford truck, it's off the dash cam of one of the Tahoes. The drunk driver that's coming at him, he almost does a 180,
mm-hmm,
trying to avoid hitting the cars. I guess he realized at the last second, I am drawn to these lights. And instead of trying to veer off to the left, tries to flip the entire truck around.
Yeah, it just all goes to the whole point of, hey, don't do that. Let's not drive drunk. Which is really weird because what they say that he blew is a point
1.5.
A 1.5?
That's petty.
See, I'm with you there. Because I remember years ago.
Your first day out.
Because I remember years ago when some of us on the show did a roadside sobriety testing thing to help officers in their training. And that's where they monitor you. They have you drink, and then you go into a room, and they practice testing you.
You were legally drunk on a few of them, and without blowing, mm-hmm, they couldn't tell that you were drunk.
No, 9 out of 10, I passed. And the one that didn't pass me, they were like, we really weren't sure, but we probably would have let him go. I blew a 1.3. And I was like, ha-ha! I win.
Now, to see a video like that from one of the dash cams for Carrollton, I'm going to guess this was either early this morning or last night.
Mm-hmm.
You think, all right, this guy's going to blow in the twos.
Yeah.
Only because, you know, after having Captain Howard on up here, we got a better perspective. I don't know if his numbers were right.
His numbers were right, but it was because once he puts those, he has actual drunk goggles.
Yeah, that, I don't know. No.
But see, what he was saying in defense of those.
Those guys. Well, I understand. As you drink, your brain and vision gradually adjust to each other.
Right.
You put on those goggles, and you're immediately at a, you know, 0.12.
Yeah.
So it's going to take, you know, probably 10, 15 minutes for your brain and your eyes to adjust.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you,
that's a dramatic jump when you put those goggles on. It's just really, it's plastic lenses that are just slightly distorted. And that's supposed to be what you see at 0.12, 1.5, mm-hmm, 2.0.
Yeah, the 2.0 thing, man, that was.
You put those on, you immediately get sick.
Yeah, it was nauseating walking around the studio. Like, I think I was trying to reach out for like a can of Dr. Pepper on the console, and it looked like it was some blind guy trying to do it. It's like just grasping at air.
Ew.
Yeah, it was the ew.
Ew, wow. Wow.
Yeah, when Kenzie used to come over and help me with stuff on the weekends, we just scream at each other in the house.
Wow! Wow!
It's funnier to hear her do it.
And why would you do this?
I forget where the whole screaming Walt thing came from.
You were doing it. You started.
I think I was doing it just as a little retarded kid.
You were, wow. And then I started doing it back to him.
Wow.
And before you knew it, the two of you had your own retarded language.
Wow.
Wow.
Ew. Ew.
Ew.
I don't know. Something cathartic about saying, wow.
Ew.
And I even had listeners sending Facebook messages, email. They would start out with, wow.
Yeah, or finish it with just wow.
Yeah. It was,
and
like
I don't think we ever truly explained where wow came from.
I don't even remember at this point.
And they spelled it right.
I assumed
W-A-W-T.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, I assumed it was something from some piece of audio that we had. And
you did explain it, Russ. It was some kid you said you used to know. That
right around screaming his name?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, that's all he knew.
Wow.
Something.
Wow.
You call it yourself. You know that.
Wow. Wow.
Just keep on doing it. Wow.
What are you going to do today? Ayo. Are you going to breathe? Ayo. Ayo. Wout.
And your little hand is grasping at the air.
Grabbing air. Catch ayo.
Wout.
Stupid. Stupidest damn show I've ever listened to.
You've been listening to this show for quite some time, though.
I know. But there are just moments that get, what do you call it, epiphionic?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
No, but I like it.
I think it might be. You have
epiphionic?
Epiphany?
Yeah, well, an epiphany, yeah.
Epiphionic.
I stand corrected.
Epiphionic moment.
Okay.
It sounds really smart.
It does, yeah. I hope you're right.
Well, it's like I give a flying.
If it's wrong, it would actually add more weight to his statement.
Correct.
You just have these moments of clarity.
There you go.
Yeah. You realize you're on the air. Things are on. People are hearing. Things are going.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be entertaining. You're sitting there grasping at air going, ew. Wow. Wow. Ew.
Yeah, somewhere Edward R. Murrow is just like, really?
What is it, Alfie?
Epiphionic is a real word.
Thank you, Eastfield.
Very nice.
I can conjugate. Wouldn't that be conjugating?
No.
No.
Epiphany.
That's you took a word that was a noun and you took it to be an
epiphany.
Adjective? Yeah, adjective.
Well, it's not really conjugate. You know what I'm saying, though. It's taking a form of the word and changing it to fit your need.
we're dangerously close. We're swirling around the
did brain. I actually pronounce it right, Alfie?
It's technically epiphanic, I think.
Well, that's stupid.
That doesn't sound as dramatic. Like, if Alfie, if you say it again.
Epiphanic.
I would be like, what the hell is that? Whereas how Russ says it.
Epiphionic.
That sounds correct. That sounds like it could be a word. Your word just sounds like some sort of drunk mess.
But he's right in that word in that circumstance would fit.
And it's an adjective, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of or having the character of an epiphany.
Yeah.
I stand totally corrected.
Well, you said it could be.
Yeah.
Maybe I gleaned something from this 8 years at Eastfield.
I'm wondering who you've been around that used epiphionic recently.
Well, I was going to say epiphany. Obviously, epiphany doesn't work in this sentence, so I just changed it on the fly to epiphionic.
You're prone to neologisms, and so I thought that just might be another one. But
I'm prone to what?
Neologisms means new words, made up words that make some sense, you know.
Damn. See, what happened was he didn't like the fact that you used a big word that he didn't know.
Shut up, Dan.
So therefore, he needed some payback.
I needed some balance.
Oh, yeah.
What the f*** is that?
You think you're smart with your epiphionic. I got a word.
What was the word you used? Neo what?
Neologism.
And that's creating words on the fly?
Yeah.
Like planetard?
Yeah.
We're talking about, was it a Pluto?
Pluto, yes.
That's
bouncing back and forth between being a planet or a
planetoid.
A planetoid or a dwarf planet.
Yeah. What's wrong with Pluto? He's a planetard.
Neologism.
Good. Okay.
Well, look at that. We've all feel smarter.
Does this also fall into that category of like a creating totally new words, like a smelly bitch would be a skunt.
Yeah, yeah.
A skunk and a bitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe that's just a desire to create, though.
It's just a desire to dance around the system and not get fined by the FCC, but still get it across.
Well, we all have our different motivations.
I have a question about that.
About being a skunt?
No, about FCC.
Mm-hmm.
I said a word a couple shows ago,
uh-huh.
and I said the word today,
uh-huh.
and it needed to be bleeped, but right. a couple weeks ago it didn't get bleeped.
It depends on the context.
That's what I thought, because it could be a name, but because I said hair, then you know what it is.
And yeah. then it becomes titillating.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, okay. So, yeah.
That's a, okay. So?
The hair.
Yes.
Titillating itself.
What?
Titillating itself is a sort of titillating word, if you think about it.
It's funny that they would use titillating to describe titillating.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It actually is a perfect description.
Why
for
are you
the
twisting her nipples? Is you titillating? And that's a situation where you're dancing around the FCC.
Yeah.
Especially by using their own damn vernacular.
Was it titillating? Man, I think you got us on that one. We talked about nipples and used titillating against us.
I don't think we can find him, so I think we may just have to give him an award.
Give him one of them Mancinis or whatever it is that we give away.
It's not a Mancini.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. We're not getting a Mancini. We're not getting a Marconi.
We have not received one, no. But then again, I've actually heard that you have to submit to be considered. It's not like there's some sort of representative just driving around the country being like on the lookout for the next great radio show to give a trophy to.
Yeah, you're right. I think I think radio has their own version of the Emmys. Is it the Marconis?
Yeah. Yeah. To get a Marconi is supposedly extremely prestigious. The only thing is, though, it's only really prestigious within the industry. Like, someone listening to their favorite radio show doesn't care if you have a Marconi or not, unless it's just bragging rights, kind of like your team winning the Super Bowl, maybe. But even then, that seems silly, because it's not the same. It's kind of like...
I don't know. If you're... out looking for accolades, then you're not really focusing on what you need to be doing. And that's just sitting on the air over and over going, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Ew. Ew. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
You too, I swear. I'm going to take this last clip of the two of you doing that, and I'm going to submit that for a Marconi.
Nothing else. No explanation,
nope.
No setup.
That's it.
Well, at least let me give it to you. In stereo.
All right.
Wow.
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 Air. Is that enough?
Can you give me one more air?
Air.
Air.
Wow.
Wow.
Yep, that'll work. I'll just put a nice little 97.1 The Eagle donut on that sucker, and we're good to go.
There's your promo for 11.90.
Yep.
If you miss the Russ Martin show. I don't know whether I should be proud of the fact that I hang my name on idiocy or... Because I do know it's stupid. So being self-aware is part of it.
That's right.
Like
yeah.
Being an alcoholic. If you're aware you're an alcoholic, that's the first step.
That's the first step, Ben.
That's pretty good. You're two for two then.
So I guess I'm proud of the fact that I hang my name on stupidity.
I think you should be. I am.
You're never embarrassed when you meet someone and you have to tell them what you do.
I didn't say never.
I'm usually mad if they get it wrong. Like if they were to say walls, but no. That's not the idiocy you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
It's not right.
Sorry, man. That's too stupid.
Yep.
You got to be just the right amount.
The stupidity wrong.
What about the first time you met Tara's parents? Did they already know what you did and where?
Actually, that was really easy at the time when I first met them because you were still on the hiatus. So at the time, they had just brought me back to work on The Fan. So that's when I got to say, hey, I'm doing stuff with the Cowboys, to which my future father-in-law was like, hey, that's pretty cool. And then we get back on the air here, and I got to tell Tara's dad why some of the guys that work for him are asking him weird questions. Because all of a sudden, a bunch of metal sheet workers are like, hey, your daughter's named Tara. We've heard O'Malley talking about it, Tara. You live in Cleburne. He just said he was in Cleburne. Is he? Shut up.
No, he ain't my son-in-law. My daughter married a corpse. Married a corpse because you never got to worry about him doing anything untoward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was actually interesting because there was a shift that had to happen. In the past, when I dated someone, maybe they had heard of the show or they were familiar with it on some level, so I didn't have to, you know, explain a whole lot to certain people. But when you start with one format and you shift to this, there's an adjustment.
So where do you sit in his eyes now?
Oh, we're good. I don't think – it's not like we were never good. It's just that it took a while for him to understand that there are certain things that will – be said on the air, certain things that might happen, and it's not all to be believed. And that he is well within his rights to punch anybody in the face that says something disrespectful about his family.
I'm respectful of the man. The man's a veteran.
I know. I'm not talking about you.
No.
I'm talking about it's like some of the guys he works with, you know, they hear things, they listen more than he does.
Oh, is that what you're talking about? Mm-hmm. Hey, you, Tara's your daughter.
Right.
That's funny. This guy on the radio, his daughter, his wife's name is Tara.
Mm-hmm.
And your boys live in the same part of town.
So, hey, her dad's name is Jerry. So they'll go up to him and they'll be like, let me get this straight. Your daughter has to take breaks in the middle of getting ready? So then he's got to say, I don't know. Then he texts Tara, and then she texts me. It's a nice big circle.
Bunny Pie, why do I have to explain to people why you got to take breaks in between getting ready to go? You get so hot in the bathroom, you got to get out of there just so you can breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You're a good-looking gal. Damn, for lucky man. Why does it take more than like 2 minutes for you to get ready? Why you got to take like hours? And then you got to take a break in there so you don't pass out.
It's a very closed-in bathroom. You got to be careful. And at a certain point, I've worried in the past when she had some faulty hair dryers, I'm like, maybe you should take a break, not so much because it's hot, but maybe because there might be some carbon monoxide building up. Let's come outside for some fresh air.
The humidity gets so thick in the bathroom, all of a sudden all the breakers start going off.
Yes. That happened at our old place.
She got it so humid in the bathroom that, what are they called, ground fault interrupters? GFIs?
Yeah.
The GFAs went off?
Yeah, the GFCI. Yeah, it would trip. Now, it wasn't all her fault. Part of it was faulty wiring in the system, but still, it was, she had her part.
Honey, did it again.
First of all, you got all that crap going on at the same time. I'm surprised the lights in the city didn't dim. Then you blew all the breakers. Between that and the humidity, I'm surprised it didn't look like something out of Weird Science in there. People wearing bras on their heads.
Your brother turned into a pile of crap.
Floating air biscuits hitting the fan. What kind of weird I get most of them?
Yeah, you got it.
All right. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Keyword, Rockin' Rhea.
Rockin' Rhea. 6:35, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is at KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. A whole lot going on. Let's start off in Dallas. Northbound on the tollway just before Mockingbird. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is jacked up.
back from the 35 tollway split. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635 right after Preston. Got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic's jacked up all the way back to Denton Drive. In Plano, northbound 75 right at Spring Creek. That earlier stalled vehicle still causing some delays. Traffic's backed up all the way back from the High 5. Still a half-hour delay through it. Into Allen, southbound 75 right at Bethany. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there's completely stopped. Back from Exchange Parkway, also about a half-hour delay through that. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at 121. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Beecham Boulevard. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling. Moving on. Big wheels rolling. Gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling. Moving on.
Sunny, make it move. Living. Done.
No, you're not.
Had that song in my head again this morning. Enjoying some porn time.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, think of something else. Anything. Braco commercial. Just get something else in your head. I can't bust a nut tomorrow.
That old lady throwing the tire through the window. Something.
Yeah, discount tire. Get some other jingle, some other event in your head. Can't. White line is a lifeline to the nation. Stop! Men like Will and Sonny, I cannot bust the nut.
Do you feel the need once the song's in your head to finish singing it?
I don't know.
Or just overtakes you?
I think so. There are just different parts I like. The white line is a lifeline to the nation. Will and Sonny, keep on moving on.
So have you finally embraced the fact that you love this song?
I like this Merle Haggard song. It's out. I'm out of the country closet.
All right. Congratulations. It's a big day. It should be celebrated.
I mean, if over the Christmas break we decide we're going to go live for an hour and a half and I end up singing Merle,
mm-hmm.
Obviously I like Merle. I don't like saying it, but I guess I do.
I look at it as, even though you are not a country music fan, it's okay to admit that you like some Merle. There's some respect that comes in that, because it's not like you're just all of it. It's not like you're a country bandwagoner and you only like the new stuff, or you only like Taylor Swift stuff.
I only like classic country.
Right. You like the good old stuff, the stuff that knew how to make your ears bleed.
I like Friends in Low Places. I like whoever did God Bless Texas.
Little Texas.
Yeah.
Different aspects of country music. Just something about the old crap that I felt like I had to rebel against because it was forced on me as a kid. I had no choice. I watched some videos over the holiday break, I don't know why, of Roy Clark playing stuff. I think I'd put him up against Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, I admit it. Some of the stuff that he does, you're like, damn. I mean, once you get to a certain level, you're at a certain level, but there's some of that picking. Damn.
No distortion.
Mm-mm.
Just out there. And Glenn Campbell was good before he... went
numbed.
That way
yeah.
before he numbed. So there is some respect that is due, but I am not admitting that I like Conway Twitty's all of his songs.
There's got to be some of Conway that you like.
That's why I said all of his songs.
Yeah.
Merle just got stuck in my head in a song that wasn't even a hit. Wasn't even a hit TV series. It was a theme.
Well, that makes you cool then, because you're kind of like a B-side.
Yeah. Yeah, you like deep cut country.
Yeah.
Man, you got to be careful saying those words.
And now Kenzie wants to take a road trip to go see Merle live.
I was just fixing to ask you when we were going.
Well, we ain't fixing to go.
Yes, we are. Alfie, when was the show?
I believe it was early February.
Oh,
I think it's
okay.
In March.
Great.
Where?
Somewhere in Oklahoma.
I think one of the casinos. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
And we're all road tripping to go see Merle. We're going to get snacks and games and have so much fun.
Do Merle karaoke all the way to Oklahoma?
Yeah.
I'm so glad we're going to go Oklahoma. I like saying it. Oklahoma. Louisiana, it's not just fun to say.
No.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, Oklahoma.
You can stop at the cool truck stops and buy giant lighters and Texas t-shirts and get beef jerky.
Well, hell, on the other side of...
Spanish music albums on cassette.
Ooh, wow. Stop into the smoke shop, get some good cigarettes.
Well, so much fun.
Stop into the big porn hut on the other side of the border.
I don't need a porn hut.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah. If you wanted to.
I'm
if you
wanted to go I'm not old looking school. At Oklahoman porn.
Hey, maybe there's something in there that you missed.
I bet it's against the law in this state. What, Alfie?
There's a big porn hut on this side of the border, too, if you want.
Actually, that's what I meant. The
porn
one on
hut?
This side. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because Oklahoma can't have theirs.
Well, what's a porn hut?
It's just a giant, massive warehouse full of porn.
It's what the internet is.
Yeah, but they have an actual building on the Texas side of off of 35.
I don't give a rat's ass. I got the internet.
Fine. Don't go in there. Just ruin the road trip. It's part of the experience, like going into a Buc-ee's.
Yeah, Russ.
Shut up. And what I never get with the longer clips they give you now on the internet,
mm-hmm.
of, okay, here's like a 17-minute clip, and then at the end of it, it says, to see the entire video, go to blah, 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 .com. I haven't seen enough. The guy done blew all over her head and her family. There can't be any left. In the entire video, who else does he shoot on? Her? What are you her extended family?
You gonna get the backstory or something?
Some kind of lead up of why he felt like the need to shoot Spooge all over everybody in the family and then some?
The prequel.
The pre...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm trying to form... What is...
A neologism?
Yes, I was trying to do another neologism.
Well, I think you just did.
Jismly.
Yeah.
What is the word?
Jismly neologism.
Well, what is the word?
Neologism.
Neologism.
Yeah.
I think I still worked it in there.
Yeah. Oh, you nailed it.
Jism.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Wow.
I can't wait to road trip.
You know, I'm almost... tempted to really go. It's on a Saturday or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on a weekend.
And it's only an hour.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have to go to the concert and immediately drive back. We can stay at a hotel.
Yeah.
Even if it's not staying at the casino hotel, there are other hotels nearby.
Pros and cons.
There really are no cons. I need to get out of the house more. I don't. Just because of my allergies, I just lay in one spot. If we're off the air... I lay on the couch, binge watch anything, whether I'm interested in it or not, jeez. And drink, pass out, sleep, wake up.
Yeah, you got to go. I mean, for the material alone.
God, we go to Jimmy Egg in the morning.
What's Jimmy Egg?
Man, it's just a breakfast place in Oklahoma, in Ardmore. It's good. It's good.
Let's go.
We're not going all the way to Ardmore, are we?
We're right there, man.
Yeah, it's not far.
Well, if we must... Chances are we'll be at the fabulous Ardmore bars the night before.
I'm going to make an itinerary. An Oklahoma RMS itinerary. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a little proud of you just then.
Thank you.
Only the right word if it actually happened. It never will. I can see me showing up here at the station. Let's say the bus or limo or whatever we used to take us there. I know I'm going to be the only one to show up. Maybe Kenzie.
Why do you think you would be the only one to show up?
Because I would do it to you.
Why would you do it to us?
Because that's me. Thank you.
I'm in.
If we go and Merle calls me up on stage... Alfie's going to be the first one to die.
I'm sorry, so what's the problem?
No.
As far as me?
Just.
Yeah. I have no issues.
Yeah.
You may want to talk to...
Alfie?
That.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to set anything like that up.
Alfie, for all great things, people have to sacrifice.
No.
I don't want you to set it up because it would not happen.
Kenzie's the one who's pushing this trip. I don't want to go anymore.
I just.
I didn't say nothing about singing on stage with Merle.
I know how everybody functions up here. Hey, we need to call the casino, get to Merle's people, have Merle call Russ up on stage to sing Moving On.
I didn't do that.
To get him to say the words. We have a very special guest here tonight.
Oh my God.
See what Russ does.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, we contact Merle's people. We don't even have to say anything about Russ. We just need you to say these words.
Yeah. We have a very special guest. Damn.
I would just immediately commit suicide.
Although, being from Texas, being from the South, born here, be kind of cool to do something with Merle.
You're damn right.
even the heaviest metal fan any place in the South would still go, yeah, be a toss-up, Metallica or Merle.
So you're saying that here on the Eagle, we're going to have a shift in mandatory programming?
I'm not saying there's going to be mandatory Merle.
I'm just saying,
even from the South, you recognize people, even if you're not a fan of the music. You recognize icons.
Yeah. Yeah, because no matter what the format is, you still respect names like Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash.
Yeah, Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, you know, if you told your buddies, you know, hey, guess what I did? All your heavy metal buddies, they'd be like, hell yeah, bro.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It could be the heaviest Van Halen fan. I got to sing on stage with Merle Haggard.
What?
As a quick sidebar, I'd like to point out that it's a travesty that no country station has mandatory Merle.
Hey, it flows. Merle Mondays. Mandatory Merle Mondays.
Oh, really?
She's ready to be a PD.
I don't think we have any classic country stations in this market. KSCS doesn't.
No, they're new country now. I think that's part of their name. The Wolf's mostly new stuff. There's is it KHYI 95.3 in Plano? That's kind of Americana. They'll play some old stuff, don't they?
And the Ranch.
Yeah, the Ranch in Fort Worth.
Well, those are smaller stations that don't really cover both cities.
That's true.
Anybody know how Hawkeye's doing now that Dorsey's gone?
I heard a promo the other day. They're still calling it Hawkeye and Dorsey.
Well, they may for a while.
They might. I thought that was weird.
I'm not sure. I think I suggested that or surmised they would do it just out of respect for Terry.
Yeah, you did.
Or they just don't have everybody in place yet, so they're still calling Hawkeye and Dorsey in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
This happened over the break, but obviously we weren't.
Every time I play that freaking bumper, we waste a segment that Merle Haggard.
How was it wasted? We came up with mandatory Merle.
That was Kenzie. Kenzie came up with that. You want to hang your hat on that one, pal?
I said mandatory Merle. She added Mondays on
mandatory to it. Merle Monday.
The most important thing is that we have you almost considering doing a show trip to Oklahoma.
No, he's going.
It's cute that you have that much faith.
You're going.
If you can't commit to anything. Anytime there's a for sure something thing we're going to do, Kenzie goes, oh, I can't make it. I've got some type of anal fungus.
That is untrue.
Anal congestion.
No, he completely failed. Anal congestion, really?
Chloe, between the two, who's more dependable on showing up for something? Me or Kenzie?
You.
Chloe!
How many times have we wanted to hang out? Oh, I can't
make it tonight. We hang out all the time!
No.
Friday, December 19th, last show of the year. We all went out to have drinks as a show, and what do you do?
I gotta go home.
That was a last-minute thing.
Yeah, and we all made it, including Russ.
We had plans to go to a haunted house, and he bailed on me.
Yeah. You never showed. And we were going to have that Sunday where you came over and we just watched movies that you knew I liked that you wanted to get caught up on.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't supposed the show.
Yes, you were.
You never told me to come over.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
I have
texted
you. I have the text messages of you saying, oh, I've got this video editing project and I can't make it. And
not
I also
to
have
the haunted house.
Also, I'm not talking about that. Focus on one. I also have the anal congestion.
I'm talking about the haunted house. You're trying to change the subject because you know you bailed on me on the haunted house.
I bailed on you because I knew you wouldn't show.
But I was dressed and ready and like fixing to head to your house and you were like, I can't do it.
You probably heard about your anal congestion.
Yeah, nobody wants to hang out with somebody at a haunted house with anal congestion.
I don't want to go to Merle with you.
See? You flaked again.
You big jerk.
You done bailed, and it's not even then now.
Fine.
What'd she say? What'd she say?
She said fine. She said fine.
All right. So much of the good part of the show was wasted on the delay.
Yeah, but you know what?
At least the video stream, they get to hear it.
Oh, yeah, they're loving it.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
656. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Ton of crap going on right now. I guess let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound 635 just after Preston. Got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out. Traffic there still jacked up all the way back from Denton Drive. Also in Dallas, let's go south on I-35 right at Continental. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes there. Traffic's backed up back from Commonwealth. Still in Dallas, northbound I-35 just before 183. Still got some big delays from that earlier stalled vehicle. Traffic there's jacked up back from Market Center. In Allen, southbound 75 right at Bethany. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there's backed up back from Exchange Parkway. And finally in Plano, northbound 75 right at Spring Creek. Still got some giant delays from that earlier stalled vehicle. Traffic there's still jacked up. Back from the high five. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
KEGL, the Eagle.
Swing on, Batman. Swing on, Batman. Batman on a rooftop. For the stories he had to drop. Saw a lady, she was in distress. He screamed, y'all stop that mess. Batman to the rescue.
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Sorry, man. I didn't know that bumper said afternoons.
The good thing is, I think most people that listen on 1190, I think they're aware.
I don't think it's a lot of people because they still, 1190 hasn't shown up in the Nielsens.
I went to look that up the other day or ask someone if anything had happened.
I don't know. Over the holidays, it just gets weird as far as when the ratings start and stop and then start again. And there's the slight sliver they count as December, but it's not really December. It's like even I don't understand it, which is why I can't explain it now to the listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you have the like the holiday period, and the only stations really care about that are now K Love and I think KLTY because they play all the Christmas music.
And I don't know how you sell that to advertisers because they know there's going to be a spike in listening for a station playing Christmas music. Because they'll play it at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere a potential ratings suspect.
Yeah. Suspect.
I can't think of the term. Might be if they're within earshot of that station, it counts.
Mm-hmm. The old accidental listening.
I did not choose that station. I do not wish this to be registered on my report.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way it works now. It's if you can hear it, it's registered. Which I guess is fair.
It is, but at the same time, it doesn't take into account chosen listening, like you're pointing out. You could be, you know, you could be like Kinsey. You could be an outright metalhead loving your death metal, and then you happen to walk into over Christmas a store playing Christmas music, and all of a sudden, on your file with the ratings people, it shows that you were listening to soft-ass stuff.
Yeah.
And then Kenzie's calling up going,
I did not.
Uh-uh.
I did not listen to any of that.
Well, this information shows that you did.
I did not. I listen to the Dead Puppies.
Mm-hmm.
And
if it was
Metal
any...
Shaving Storm.
Yes.
Guys.
And if it was any Christmas music, it would have been something like Here Comes Slipknot.
You got Slipknot. Never mind.
Right down Slipknot way.
Oh, God, that's awesome.
Now I want Slipknot to actually do that song.
Me too.
How exciting.
I love Slipknot.
Thanks, Walt.
Jesus.
What do we have left?
We have left. Daniel Pratz of Vineland, New Jersey, was busted right after midnight on New Year's for drunk driving when he blew through a stop sign and almost hit a cop car. The police, the cop, noticed Daniel was slurring his speech and his eyes were dripping, but he didn't smell alcohol. That's because Daniel was coated in cologne. Eventually, the cologne smell...
High karate.
Eventually, the cologne smell dissipated and the cop smelled booze. Daniel's excuse for drunk driving? He told the police, "It's New Year's Eve. Everyone drives drunk." He was charged with drunk driving, refusal to take a breath test, reckless driving, and failure to stop.
If you're going to admit that you were, everybody else is driving drunk, if you've already admitted it, why did you refuse to take the breath test? The observations by the officer and your own admission shows that you were drunk. You didn't have to take the breathalyzer.
Mm-mm.
Like some people when they take the test. I can't even do this sober.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? Look, don't make it that easy on him.
Either refuse everything or don't. And, you know, sometimes if you cooperate, maybe you get a ride home.
Yes, you do.
Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, the planets may have to align a little bit, but...
That's a rarity, but...
It doesn't hurt to try it.
Close encountered people who have had that experience.
Or can you get someone here in 15 minutes to pick you up?
They don't have to do that.
No.
Especially if it's one of those weekends to where they're out to get you.
Yeah.
And they should... always be out to get you.
And I've had the opposite happen to friends of mine, whereas they got pulled over right as they pulled into their apartment complex. Sorry, you still driving drunk. Mm-hmm. Whereas the other side, you know, was closed.
That's low rent. As far as the entire game goes, I made it home.
And you would think, but I don't know. They don't know.
All I know is in Grand Theft DUI, you make it home, you're clear. Do they even have that?
They should. And
oh,
if they
no,
did.
That would be a bad impression on kids. You got to have somebody driving that runs over hookers. And you get extra points for running into cops.
Yeah, and carjacking people.
I like that. GTA DWI.
Uh-huh.
Made it home. Ha ha! Extra life points. Gotta keep my driver's license.
I unlocked a secret.
the guy goes, "Everybody else is driving drunk. Your case is now lost."
Yeah, that doesn't
help. And refusing to take the breathalyzer, you've lost your license, depending on what state, for, I think, 3 months.
I think so.
Well, they can't prove I was drunk. Yeah, but you refused to take the breathalyzer, and at least in this state, you lose it for 30 to 90 days. I don't know what it is. So this guy admitted he did it. Should have done the breathalyzer. I mean, his attorney's going to have nothing to throw back at. Well, he said this, yes, because, listening, he was confused.
We think you're onto something there, attorney.
Confused from? I'd rather not finish the sentence.
Cologne?
It was like the guy locally, I forget who it was, the assistant DA for Dallas? Dallas?
Yeah.
Where he threw out, it's a black guy, threw out racial slurs to about the other cops. Okay, now you're in a situation if you come off being, if you've, your defense is you were sober and shouldn't have been stopped, then everything you said, you, in theory, said sober.
Right.
Now, which one do you want? Which is, which one's going to be the bigger albatross? Well, I only said that stuff because I was drunk. Oh, this game's hard.
It is. It's a, it's a, it's tough.
He put himself, whoever the guy is in a no, there is no winning here. Either you got to deal with what you said or just pass it off as I was drunk and I was mad. And people get that way. I've never been that drunk to where I would say something racial to anybody.
No.
Especially to a cop. All of a sudden, every spectrum of the rainbow that these cops are in is my favorite color.
You're my favorite.
You're my favorite. I'm white. I might be white, but I love this. I love this.
We got that on dash cam.
Are you cops? I love you. I feel you, my brother.
This is great. We don't even have to give him the sobriety tests. We already know.
You know, I just can't. I say, I mean, I might be white.
Uh-huh.
But I love this. Love.
Love all the cops of the world. Green, yellow, black, and white.
I don't know where he's going with that.
I'm a little scared of it, though.
I don't know how you cop an attitude, drunk or sober, with a cop, the police officer.
Especially drunk, because you would think you would be more concerned about getting arrested. Therefore, you would be on your best possible behavior.
I've done that one time when I was 19. That was it.
You're mouthy with a police officer?
Just being a smartass. Looking back, I'm like, why? Why?
Oh, and I got one email from last Friday after the show.
Uh-huh.
Today was Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, and you guys did. This wasn't from a cop, just a listener. You guys didn't say anything about police officers. Went January 9th is for amateurs. Mm-hmm. You want to argue this any further?
But
you sound drunk. I'm not drunk. I couldn't remember if it was the 9th or the 10th. I think last Friday was the 9th.
Yeah.
And I knew it was Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. And it wasn't that I didn't plan on doing anything. I just didn't feel well, and I was trying to make it to 7. But it's just like April Fool's Day. For our show, that's when the amateurs come out.
Yeah.
Law Enforcement Day, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You want to focus it on it for one day? Fine. We got the rest.
Yep.
Yes,
amen.
All right. What else we got before we go?
Well, speaking of police officers, the Pope, I don't know if he's there yet, but he was traveling to Manila in the Philippines, and he's supposed to host a mass, I believe it's tomorrow. The city just doesn't have enough portable toilets to handle the millions of people who are going to be there. So an official in Manila decided he'd try to lessen the strain by ordering all 2,000 traffic police officers to wear diapers.
Oh, hell no.
Damn.
Can you imagine the backlash if that happened to Fort Worth or Dallas? Sorry, guys, y'all got to wear diapers.
We ain't got enough port potties, so you got to wear diapers. We'll pay for the Depends, but you're not going to take time off to go popo doo doo.
Yeah. That meeting wouldn't go out too well.
I'm not going to sit around in my squad car all day, sitting in my own
Let alone what happens if you're in that squad car with your partner.
I know what it's like if I'm laying on the couch and I let out a toot and it's a little bubble of duty. It's like I have to convince myself, you should go to the bathroom and clean this out.
Mm-hmm.
Where the tired part of me goes, just lay here. What's going to happen?
Ew.
It's not like it's going to, I'm not going to lay here for 2 weeks.
No, no. But that's you just kicking back, taking it easy on the couch. It's not like if you fill up your diaper, you're as a police officer, you fill up that diaper, then you got to go fight crime.
Excuse me, officer. I notice all of a sudden you're flushed in the face. Did you just your pants? I see 2-year-olds do that all the time.
See, like you were in mid sentence and you were saying, then you just
stop right. There. You're soaking in it, ain't you, officer?
That's just terrible.
Please don't run.
But do not run from me, I beg ye. I'm a peace officer. I've been sworn in to protect the public and defend. Do not make me chase you in my own
The official in Manila also encouraged everyone who comes to the mass to wear a diaper. Except, of course, unlike the police officers, he can't force the public to wear one. As for whether he will wear a diaper, he said that he has a different plan. He's just going to avoid water, so he doesn't need any toilet.
So possibly pass out from dehydration.
Yes.
Same problem the officers could run into.
If they were to take the same steps. Now, the good thing is, however,
I think I would just go with like protein shakes, things like that.
Sure.
That would mostly emanate from the body in the piss form.
Yeah. The problem for this official, though, is if he does end up dehydrated and passes out, one of the first people to respond to that call are going to be diaper-filled police officers, who I doubt will be in a real gracious mood.
I know we're in the Philippines, and there's no reason for me to have this accent.
I believe that.
But I am not going to respond to your request for help. I'm sitting in my own ganji. Because you guys didn't want to pay for enough porta potties for us to go take a dump.
That's right.
Hang on, how big is his pockets?
I tell you what, we will help you if you will let us in your pockets. And that becomes your nickname from this point forward. What was his name?
I never got to get his name. His name was
oh, please be an S.
Francis.
Francis Pockets.
Tolentino.
Or that works too.
Yeah.
Pocket Tolentino. Embarrassed yet, Dr. Thornton?
Not a bit.
Okay.
I'm good.
Then go ahead, Dan. Right. We can run a little late. We've been off for a couple of days.
An alleged robbery in Illinois unraveled when a man, authorities say, was hoping to get away with some money, just ran into a bit of a problem. Clayton Dial is 23. He was in county jail on charges of aggravated robbery, intimidation, and aggravated battery 2 days after police say he tried to hold up the Kamakura Japanese restaurant in Champaign, Illinois. Police say he walked
what
in.
What is this? Like a... Obviously, it's a... You say Chinese?
Japanese restaurant.
Japanese restaurant.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Well, I mean, that you could have like a steakhouse in Japan.
Yeah, no,
but
it's a Japanese restaurant that also serves sushi. Police say a man walked into the restaurant on last Tuesday night, pulled a gun out of his waistband, and demanded the hostess hand over the money in the cash register.
Obviously, he didn't think this through.
He did not, because unfortunately for him...
Hang on. Dr. Thornton, you with us?
No, I'm lost.
You ever been to a Benihana?
Yeah.
The guys that prepare the food?
Yeah.
What do they have?
They have weapons, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Machete.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately for Dial, 39-year-old Tetsuji Miwa was just a few yards away and heard what the robber was saying. Miwa said he didn't see the gun, but he did see the look of fear on the face of the 17-year-old hostess. He said, that's when I instantly grabbed my sushi knife, walked up to him, wrapped my arm around his shoulder, and asked him about what he wanted.
Hey, well, what are you doing?
He says he saw the blade, got scared, took off running. Miwa ran after him along with two other employees.
Those are people you don't want to f*** around with, Jack, is a sushi, like a Benihana. Chef.
one of them fellers.
Yeah, because they're pretty.
Was that the East Texas franchise?
Benny Honey?
Yeah. come on, Mom. It's time for your birthday dinner.
You want to go to Benny Honey?
Hell yeah.
And the hibachis.
Yeah. Oh, Henroy Hibachi's gonna fix our dinner.
The Benihana chefs or something along those lines. Those are the guys you don't want to jack with.
Mm-mm. And they're not just trained just, you know, for the cutting of the meats and stuff. They also do tricks.
They're like ninjas.
Yes.
Chefs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cut off your nose, your ears, and here you go.
Yeah, he cut off my nose and made a volcano out of it.
For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. I love that trick. What the hell was I? Oh, yeah. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can find and follow all of us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well. For all things, 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com, where Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Russ Martin Show. Rocks the Metroplex.